In a world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail, three man children stand not quite shoulder to shoulder with their trusty spray can at their side, united across timelines and space against the congealed, grimdark 90s inspired hordes. Shuku and Shinobi, Dossum Rifle, Jedi Mom, Aerosol. Their mission, to bring you the latest Toku news in the craziest way possible. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles Season 4. If you don't listen to this show, you don't know anything about Tokusatsu.
Hello, welcome to our Season 4, Episode 15.
Endorphin time! No? You don't like the voice? Should I redo it?
No, it was awful. Don't redo it.
It was awful, but don't redo it. Just don't come back next week. Clear out your office as we do this podcast.
We'll just replace you with the
something.
Yeah.
Hi, Brian.
Hello. The
penis.
Fucking power generator. There we go.
Dossum Rider is pun generator. Just instead of my speaking, just every few seconds, you just generate a pun on a random word just in between conversations. It'd be almost like I was there.
Yeah.
Alright, so...
Does that include your television, or...?
Sorry. I mean, I'm not watching TV. I just apologized to see if you reacted.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, so let's see what's new in the realm of me. Not much. I bought Disney Infinity. And pretty much everything involved with it. Except for... he died again. Except for Francisco and...
Francisco, that's fun to say. Francisco.
The Toys R Us Crystal Lightning McQueen, because...
Crystal Ingram!
What's happening?
And I didn't buy Francisco because it
was
150% off. And I only needed one, so I'm just going to wait for a coupon or something of the sort.
Coupon, someone to steal it for me, I don't know, either way.
Fine, too. So I got all of those for the most part. Everything was on sale except for two Power Disc packs I bought at retail price, and one of the single pack figures I bought at retail price.
Question, does Cam send you those Power Discs?
Yes.
He's like, it's time for a new Power Disc. Dun, 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 dun,
lock
dun,
and drop and stuff.
Yes.
I got the Build and Morph Gosei Great Megazord and the Snake Morphin Vehicle from the UK, because that's the only place that has them.
He built and morphed them.
Yes, I did. And then today, I decided to stop into Toys R Us, and they had a Genesect and Charizard model kit thing. So I bought those. They were $16.99, and they're totally not worth it at all. But they're not even model kits. Like, it's seriously just like a body that has, like, the battery compartment and all the motorized gimmick in it. And in, like, Genesect's case, you attach the head, the arms, there he goes again, the legs, and, like, you attach a wheel onto its butt so it can, like, zoom around. And, like, the same thing with Charizard, but you attach the wings and, like, the tail piece. So it's not really a model kit, it's just a motorized body you're attaching limbs to.
It's an American model kit.
So if that's, like, America's, like, definition of a model kit, I hate to break it to him, that's not what a model kit is. That's just building your action figure. Oh, here's the body, here's the arms, here's the head.
These are the parts of the body.
Except put them into their slot.
That's what she said.
But they're not bad. Like, they look all right. Genesect in particular looks really nice. Charizard suffers from having screw holes on the entire right side of his body. But Genesect's not too bad in terms of just, like, being a, like, shelf piece. Their motorized gimmick's really stupid, but anyway, I'll be reviewing those on Monday, so...
Better to be a shelf piece than a shit piece, I always say.
Indeed. Supposedly they're making a Mewtwo and Red Genesect.
That'll be hard for them to make. The red one, because they have to make it red. I don't know where I was going with that.
I feel like you're making fun of me for that whole armored Tyranno Ranger thing.
Oh, I didn't even think about that until you just mentioned it. And then you just paint him red. And then you gotta change all the designs on him everywhere. Oh, that's great. Just take the long way.
Anyway, that's really about it. I played a little bit. I haven't played as much as Infinity as I wanted to. I've been really busy this week, but it's not bad. I kind of would have preferred it to take more of the Skylanders approach.
Load and smash?
Kind of. Like, I would just like to play, like, through these various, like, Kingdom Hearts-esque, like, Disney levels with whatever characters I wanted.
Uh-huh.
But instead, for those that don't know, Infinity takes the approach to where the characters can only play in their own playsets. So, like, you can only play as Sully in the Monsters University level. You can only play as Jack Sparrow in the Pirates level. But there's a toy box mode to where you can build your entire own little world level playset thing.
And you can play as anybody.
And you can be anyone there. So you can have, like, fucking Mike Wazowski team up with Mr. Incredible or whatever you wanted to do.
That'd be funny if you were like, you could have Mike team up with Sully. It'd be crazy.
So, like, that, it's fun. It's just a little bit different, and I kind of wish they would have taken a little bit different approach. But, in terms of gameplay, each of the play sets kind of plays a little bit differently. So it's kind of like a new game every time. But
that's what I heard, like, Incredibles is like Superhero, and Monsters, Inc. is Stealth or something like that. Which seems funny. Which
currently Monsters University is just tedious.
Oh, okay,
so far I haven't done anything fun. I've just been doing missions for these monsters to try to make Monster University better than Fear Tech.
There we go.
That's all I've done in that game so far.
What have you done in what game? You killed yourself? Okay, good.
We'll find out in a year and a half.
Well, I went and reset the internet, so hopefully I don't die every 13 and a half seconds.
You sound clear, so hopefully that's a sign for your connection. But
he got clear cell. Yeah. Ultra.
A clear cell for the clear connection.
Ultra clear cell.
He just poured some clear cell on his router, and it worked.
So that's it for me.
Brian's gay. That's what he didn't tell you.
I did. You don't know what I said.
Exactly. He came out the closet in the middle of his one-ups. He doesn't.
Brian pulled a Wentworth Miller. He even had the tattoos.
Wentworth? What a fucking stupid-ass name.
His name was better as Michael. So let's see. What have I been up to? Well, I got my shiny Dialgas, so that was fine.
I still need to go do that.
I do, too. I didn't get that yet.
I canceled a non-existent pre-order for Splinter Cell. I guess that I thought I had it pre-ordered because I thought about it pre-ordering so much. Because I knew it was coming out, and I was like, I really just don't feel like playing it. I think I was thinking, I don't want to pay full price for it either. Like, I really want to save it for when it's on sale and for, like, a gaming drought. So I was like, well, I got to get these Dialgas anyway, so I'll go in and cancel this. I'm like, I need to cancel this pre-order. He's like, yeah, you don't have this pre-order. And I'm like, are you sure? Yep. I guess I just thought about it so hard that I couldn't convince myself I pre-ordered it. But then I remember that it was announced at last E3, and it was going to come out in, like, spring. And so I always reserve, like, the fall games in summer and then the spring games in fall. So I was like, oh, I'll just reserve it in fall. And then I completely forgot. And they pushed it back till now, but I just mentally reserved it. So so I was kind of off the hook there. And while I was there, I reserved Arkham Origins because I realized I hadn't. And I'm trying to decide what collector's editions, because I had to pay for the PS4, but there's all these cool collector's editions, like Assassin's Creed 4 has a statue and a flag, and Batman's got this cool, like, Joker statue that lights up, and all these posters, and then even, like, Watch Dogs, I'm gonna wait for the reviews before I get it, but it's got a really cool statue, too, and it comes with his mask. It's like, damn it, it's got a statue, I'm just instantly intrigued. So I'm trying to decide which one of those to pre-order. But yeah, that's about it. But other than that, so I was going through Lightspeed Rescue. Brian and I have been having a blast with the best Power Rangers series ever. If you're an Asian guy being molested by a butt plug and a lesbian with dead marble eyes. That's
oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
That was how I described Kelsey.
Yeah.
So I use the term soulless Marvel eyes.
Oh, what did I say?
Dead eyes.
I'm trying to figure out where how is it getting molested by a butt plug?
I don't know.
It's Chad. You don't really need an explanation.
Like, the look
I know it's Chad, but I'm just trying to figure out where that sequence of words came from.
I was just trying to think of something disturbing. Like, they always look like they're being violated. They look like they're under such duress constantly.
Oh my gosh.
That's about all.
I recently purchased Disney Infinity and things to go with it, like all the figures I could find. I was supposed to go get that Toys R Us figure, but we'll do that.
Won't find it.
I know.
Is this me or did he just get really loud?
He got really weird. There's a difference.
I'm always weird. That's.
It's not like you have a megaphone and you're just putting it towards the computer. I got Disney Infinity.
But I do have a bunch. I got a bunch of stuff. I had to get more discs though, and it's something to put them in. Other than that, I got pretty much everything else. But so that's pretty neat. And then I'm trying to think what else I did. I reserved the Toy Story set and Jack Skellington while I was at GameStop. I was like, hey, I want to reserve this. And they were like, yes, sir. I was like, all right.
Yeah, considering I didn't pay retail price for anything else, I'm not going to pay retail price for those either.
Whatever. I'm like, I really don't care what you do. But, like, it was fun. I didn't think they may get a bags that big at GameStop that hold everything. I've never gotten a bag that big from them. That was cool. I think like half the stuff I got was like the last ones they had. I don't know why, but whatever.
That's not a really bad joke. Sorry.
I thought you reserved everything.
I did. That's what I was confused about. I was like they went, like, it's a couple of things they had to go to the shelf to get, and I'm like, why? It was all on my reserve list. Like, I was confused. And they're like, oh, this is the last one. I'm like, what? Why is it not behind the counter with my name on it? I have a smiley face. Like,
smiley face. Well, your name's on it. Where's the smiley face? That's it. I'm taking my business elsewhere. Where they respect the face.
Like, but whatever. I got my CS Toys box in, so I got 5 more Sentai Judenshi. Cock Ranger, Magi Ranger, Abba Ranger, Battle Fever J, and Sun Balkan. And then I got Wizard Rings. I got like, what did I get? I got Kuga, Chalice, Sagozo, Gatakiri Ba, Hyper Kabuto, Stronger. There's probably something else in there that I can't remember right now. So I got a bunch of that from like sets 9, 10, and 11. So that's fun. That's pretty much the end of my, that's almost the end of my Wizard Rings. All I really have to get is those last couple of sets that are not available yet or whatever. So that's fun. What else is there? I'm trying to think. I don't know. I'm getting ready to move into my house this weekend with Frank furniture and everything now that all the work is done. I've been trying to get reviews done. That's the thing. I still have like 20 of those just stacked up. But that's a chore. I mostly blame Brian. Oh, look, Ami, your order's ready. You know what? There's no Figure Arts blade in there, so you can just suck it. Sorry. What else is there? I got a fan from work. I got a, no, not that kind of fan, like the Geki Blue kind of fan. I got one of those. I mean, it's not a Geki fan. It's not have like a bat face on it. But, like, it's pretty big, and it's, like, you know, all the arms are made of steel and everything. It's pretty badass. You could probably kill someone.
How did you get that from work?
Because
the ninja assassin that works.
He works in produce.
No, I work. I don't just work at Bromart.
I know.
You're smart, too.
I got it from my day job, my during the week job, because my boss does karate, too. He has... Like, his school shares a space with what I do. But he also does Tai Chi. on Saturday mornings, and he's learning a fan form. And so he, like there are forms of all these different weapons, right? So he's learning what we do to do with like a war fan.
We're Kamen Rider fans. We know this,
right? Well,
form.
Rob form.
Not that kind of form, but that works too. In any case, so he told his idiot daughter to get him one made of bamboo. Well, she got she got three of them. But they're all like steel.
She messed up, and she got the ones made of baboons. No, I said bamboo. God damn it!
Well, she's kind of stupid like that. But he's like, well, I can't do anything with these. They're too heavy. And so he was like, you could have one if you want one. I'm like, all right, cool. And she's sitting there. She's like, these came from Amazon. I don't think I can return them.
Yeah, you can.
I'm like, I'm thinking, yeah, you can. But I want them, so I'm going to stay quiet. So I got one. I'm wondering if I could use one in a tournament that where, like, they let you do weapons. Because if they do, like, weapons forms, because if they do, I might just go, like, find a fight sequence from Gekiranger and just copy it and say, look, this is a form, and see what happens.
It'd be funnier if you used it in a tournament that didn't allow weapons. Like, it was just sparring, and all of a sudden you pull out two metal fans and start slicing them.
Well, the other option is to do a sequence from Jungle Fury, but that would require a wire stunt team.
And a majestic blind mentor.
Exactly. Well, I would need the sunglasses and the cape and the big coat.
Master Swoop.
I could be Master Swoop. And I can just like fly in with the wires. Like, I don't think this is allowed. Like, I hope my wire team's ready. I'm in the air, one of the wires breaks. Like, isn't this magical?
I feel like I just want one of us to do that in public one time. Just scream, I hope my wire team's ready, and then just run somewhere. Obviously, we're not going to jump of some sort, but still.
Brian should have done that all the way to Target, and we're in California.
I hope my wire team is ready. Runs into Target, almost runs down Lady. It was hilarious. I still love the reaction to that lady almost punched out. She was like, whoa.
Oh, when he went to hug you? That was awesome.
I can't help it if she was in the way. Sometimes casualties happen.
She was in my fist radius.
Sometimes they happen to be people. That's fine.
But, small children don't like to go to bed. That's a thing. The other night we put her to bed. We had to put her to bed like 15 different times because she wouldn't stay in bed. Pissing me off.
Lock the door.
Our bedroom door to the locks on the inside.
Shackle her to the bed.
Kevin has something against locks. I'm not sure what it is. He doesn't even lock the door to his house. It would be impolite. And people
How did you know that happened?
We were here.
Oh my god.
What? No, I don't know. Brian got into your house and put the LBX there.
You didn't lock your normal house? Your new house?
Yeah, that was the thing.
You were talking about the time you left the door open and your parents came into your room and started bitching at you for leaving the door open.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that apparently happened today. I didn't lock it. I was like, oh, I thought I locked it. Oh, well.
You in the lock. I thought, I love how Brian said we were there, we were here, now. And then I just, added to the elaborate scenario I have of Brian trying to take over Kevin's house with LBXs. I was there lined up with robots.
But I went to, we put her in bed, and then we were out in the front room, and I'm on the computer, and we got CSI Miami on, because we have, 30 of those on the fucking DVR, and we hear noises, I'm like, son of a bitch, so I get up, I go, her room's empty, she's not in the room, I'm like, what the hell, so I go back out, she's in the front room, under her Tinkerbell table, her hands over her face, I'm not going to see her now, because her eyes are covered. Because that's little kid logic, right? It's also Dawson logic, but it's okay.
Yeah, we're supposed to tell anybody.
I think Dawson did that at Morphicon. People were coming up, looking for us. He's put his hands over his face. They won't see us if we have a head.
Trust me.
You have to hide from the crazy guy. He just wants to hang out with us, and he just put his hands over his face. It worked, so that was kind of weird, but... But yeah, so I'd like drag her from out of the table, put her back in bed. Then one time she was talking to her horse, her one of her stuffed horse from Tangled. I got her at Disney on Ice. I had to go in there. I had to tuck the horse in. And with little kids, you have to like hug and kiss the stuffed animal because to them it's another, there's another person. So she's like, I gotta kiss him. All right, I gotta kiss him goodnight.
My kid is gonna have no dreams.
Well, yeah, because
quote of the day. My kid is going to have no dreams.
My kid, it's a stuffed animal. Get over it.
But yeah, and then oh my god, that was funny.
Just take the truth.
But yeah, so one time she turns, I hear the noise, I turn around, she's in the doorway to the den in the dining area. She sees me and then hides, like I'm not gonna know she was there. Like, nice, see you. You can come out. Then she got in trouble. little kids are fun. I don't know if I have any other fun stories though about Kaylee this week.
You tell her to start taking dumps in more funny places.
Like that.
Like that Tosh video where that lady just takes a shit in the middle of the grocery store and just walks out. That was probably future her.
No, that might be, I don't know. But yeah, it's just that happened. That was a thing. And I told her about it. My girlfriend, she's like, I didn't even know she did that. I'm like, well, you probably should have walked behind her. She's like, I only knew she was in that room. I'm like, maybe you should have checked it.
Did you smell anything?
No.
Like, thank you, Brian, for playing the role of Kevin's girlfriend.
No, me, I literally can't.
But yeah, she likes to play with the food droids and the canned droids and the memory gadgets.
Thinks about eating and it just makes you have to take a shit.
No, I think she was sick or something. But she likes
my excuse when I shit my pants.
For some reason, she keeps being attracted to whole wank off. I don't know why.
That sentence.
Not gonna touch it.
You're not gonna touch my wiener? Oh.
No. I already got away with a comment a couple episodes ago you didn't hear, so. not gonna test my luck again.
I'm gonna have to go back and find that one. I have to hurry up and catch up then. I got like 52 podcasts till I get to that one.
Almost done.
And then what was it? She likes the bad shot because the battery has just enough juice left to make.
Yeah,
We did this. Oh. Yeah. Look, I'm half asleep for the past like 6 weeks, so I don't know.
I think if they've been half asleep the past 6 years, give me a break.
It feels like it. But yeah, so these are the things that happen. Let's see. I don't think anything else has happened.
Wants to squeeze every possible story out of his week.
I do. Well, you know, because it's fun, it's entertaining, and I just want to keep Aerosol from talking. Aerosol? Did you kill yourself?
Not yet.
Oh, damn it. I was going to say, you kept him from talking forever.
Kevin, you can't quote of the day already.
It is 1 a.m. It's already the day.
Like, there's rules to it. Like, well, it says clearly here, Section 3, you can't do it in the middle of the night.
And first of all, Brian, there is going to be no quote better than that for the entirety of this day. I know it already because I am accepted. That awesome. I don't know, Brian's going to say something stupid in the next 5 minutes intentionally just to prove me wrong. Go, Aerosol.
I choose you.
So, this is kind of why I shouldn't be capping off this segment. I don't have anything to talk about.
Fair enough.
You are the worst.
My week consisted of, hey, look, I bought these toys. I say nothing about what I did during the week, mostly because I didn't do anything during the week. If I didn't buy anything, my life would be boring. My life's already boring. It's going to be the best Drop My Life video ever.
I don't even know what that is. It sounds like an MTV reality show.
I honestly contemplated doing one of those.
I kind of want to show off how awful I am at drawing while showing off that my life is extraordinarily boring.
What is it?
You, like, just describe, like, your life, but while you're doing it, you draw it first, and then you narrate it.
So like sort of like flashcards, like you're like, and then I did this, and then you pull them, flip back.
You're like, oh, I met these morons, and then I draw you guys. And
well,
it's just two like stick figures with glasses looking identical.
That's basically how it's gonna look like, because that's the extent of my artistic ability. Though I can draw if I take the time, but I'm not gonna take the time to draw my life video, so you guys get stick figures that all look the same. All the same to me. What do we got in news? Not nothing.
I have a big penis.
That's I don't know, really. I haven't been really banging.
There was some figure arts news.
Things Burning we know about Delta. Already exist again.
Yeah.
Burning
things you know about, they've been revealed.
Out.
They're new. We saw them already, but they're new.
End hand pics of this figure. Where are the hands? I don't see any hands. Damn it, you can't spell Frank. Jason David Fink. Jason David Fink did his reality show. Way! It's like, come on, it's not even a Japanese word. You just had to spell Frank.
Let me be Frank. That's not how you spell Frank.
Let me be Frank with you.
I felt like there's something else, but I don't really care.
I saw that they were reissuing Ultra Act Zero, and I got kind of annoyed because I already own Ultra Act Zero.
Oh, yeah. They're making
and,
a new one.
I looked at the pictures. I'm like, God damn it. It's better than mine. I do still like that I can make my Ultra Act Zero look like the most pathetic thing in the world. Half the time I have him posing with his shoulders slunched over and his head down.
You poor thing. Let Mr. Mobile fondle you.
Oh, God. That's a good quote. Especially since he's going to evolve from Jinx later.
You are the wind beneath my wings.
Damn it, Dawson took my joke. Now no one's going to laugh at my joke later because Dawson already said it.
Oh, well.
Bad enough I don't get a job. I have absolutely no role to fulfill in this podcast.
Apparently.
Well, you don't get a job just because you're Mexican.
I don't know how to reply to that.
I'm not even sure what I'm laughing at. The point that he's not Mexican or just the fact that it sounded funny.
I was waiting for Aerosol to be like, well, actually. Because that really happens.
Well, actually, I am one.
We meet Aerosol. He looks nothing Mexican. Like what we think. He's actually, like, super Mexican. That's like, I don't even... He's so brown, you'd almost think he was black. It would be ridiculous. I'm getting too insulting. Somebody stop me!
Oh, we always knew you were super racist, Dawson.
He has a really thick accent. This whole time he's been using a voice disguiser.
Genius. Oh, they're making that new Pokemon anime thing.
Oh, yeah, the Origins.
Origin. It's just a
Pokemon
special.
Origins Red instead of Wolverine.
Brock's coming back for something.
Oh, yeah. You know, Punch Island and the Nards.
I like how you're like, bitch slap him. I'm like, I hope he dies.
Oh.
If
I, just, I don't like silence. I want him to just bitch slap him in the face till he bleeds everywhere.
I would honestly wouldn't mind if they don't do all new characters. I wouldn't mind if Brock just came back for X and Y because he really didn't do anything and he's pretty boring, but he didn't bother me. Like, Silent bothered me, obviously. And it's like, it's not even like Silent got more storyline that they were like, well, Brock doesn't really do anything. We need to bring in a character that does more. Silent did shit. He caught 3 Pokemon. One of them was like Chew Gum. Stunfisk.
Like, Chew Gum?
It's like because he's all flat when you step on it. I couldn't think of it.
Shut but up. Like, thank Brock you. Had cooler Pokemon than Silent.
Did you say Brock had poor Pokemon?
Cooler.
Oh, sorry. I got poo on the brain.
Like, everyone's like, oh, nostalgia and Brock's the best. Like, I just like Brock because I don't hate Brock. Because
Brock didn't do anything. He just sat there and minded his own business.
And Fapton are showing off for Jenny all the time.
That got kind of old, but...
It did, but it was only like
it's
once.
Better than being a connoisseur.
He wasn't like, I'm a dick connoisseur. Look, Nurse Joy. Actually, that would have been kind of funny.
But, like, I mean, Brock had... He had Krogunk and Sudowoodo and... You know, when he had Ludicolo? How awesome is that?
Fuck, I miss that Ludicolo. That guy was boss.
Exactly. What Stylin got?
Stunfisk and a Pantage with no personality. And the, he can eat dinner off of it.
Can you imagine eating a dinner off of Krustle and just kind of wandering away?
Hilarious.
Wait. Krustle, and it just kind of scatters off.
Krustle. It sounds so gross. Crustle. It's like, oh, I got a crustle in my vagina. It's like, ugh.
Oh my god, well, it is a crab, so you might have. You probably have crabs, though. It's okay.
Totally. I like to keep them. They're my friends.
Got them from Brian. Probably got them from Brian in that toilet seat ass hair.
So I got them from you?
This is going on Twitter. The world needs to see this.
Yeah, so the new anime was revealed at a game show that they had. Not a game, like a game show, but like a...
It was revealed on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I love how we just go right back to, like, nothing just happened. Like, so about that Pokemon anime.
So anyway, transitioning from crabs and venereal diseases back to Pokemon.
Well, I'm trying to remember what else was there. Oh, there's like a Mega Evolve button when you have the item equipped.
Press it, and then like a giant ball encapsulates them.
You run by default. Everyone's flipping and shit.
You get roller skates or solar skater. Soul skater. Soul skating for life, bro.
But they had this video that like showed like Pokemon through the ages, and like Pikachu was walking to all these consoles, and like half of them were wrong. But at the very end, they showed this like not a still image because the Pokemon were moving, but like they didn't actually do anything of Lucario and Blaziken in this 3D environment. And so people are speculating that it might be a Pokemon fighting game.
I am a fighting game.
Yes, you are. apparently there was a trademark filed last year for... like one of them was Pokken Tournament and... Pokken Fighters. So
That could be cool. It could also just be another stadium kind of game, too.
Yeah, it could. You never really know. I'm optimistic for a fighting game, just because it would be a different change of pace and something that would probably be cool. I'm expecting another stadium game. So we'll see what happens. But
I think it'd just be nice to have another game on like the home console, because Generation 5 didn't have any.
Yeah, Black and White had none.
I think it would be nice to see like an X and Y stadium game like for Wii U, just to see how they incorporate the touchpad.
You select your moves with it.
There we go. So now we know. We don't even need to see it now.
Thanks Brian. You make me feel stupid.
Well, I'm like, what else would you do with it?
Rev your Pokemon?
Like, I don't know. Maybe I could touch it. Maybe I could, like, hold them. Maybe it gives me a different angle of view of the battle. I don't know.
You want to sit there and fondle it while you battle? Like,
you don't know what I want to do with it.
Why?
Maybe I do. Maybe I want to fondle the controller. I don't know.
I have something about the Pokemon, not the controller, but if you want to do both, I guess that's fine.
Maybe I want to fondle the Pokemon. Maybe I want to hug my Snorlax so tight that it explodes.
I mean, the Wii U gamepad doesn't have a dick slot, so you're not really going to get too far.
He uses the stylus slot, it fits.
Oh.
Sorry, it worked. Because you're like, it doesn't have a slot. I'm like, yes, it does. I checked it.
It fit and everything.
That's why I know Kevin's well. We match.
Oh, God. I'm so uncomfortable now.
We're pee-pee buddies.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, yeah, I'm in this just huge stage of Pokemon obsession right now, so...
Aren't we all?
That'll probably stay until November, at least. Then the new...
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of it as well.
It's the reason I still haven't played Mario and Luigi Dream Team. I'm like, let's play Diamond instead.
Like, I've been on such a kick lately. I actually checked out that Poke MMO thing.
Oh, yeah, you've been tweeting about that. I was like, I need to check this out, and then I forgot about
it. I heard about that. The guy came, so I was talking about it, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to check that out. Never did.
It's a... I think it'd be a lot cooler if you, like, had other people to kind of...
If you had friends? Yeah, I'm sorry, Arsal.
Yeah.
We're friends.
aside from that, I mean, it is kind of neat to have just other people playing and just have them there. They don't necessarily, like, they don't really get in the way at all. You can just kind of ignore them if you really wanted to. But at the same time, it's really nice to just be like, hey, you want a battle or trade?
Or just stand next to each other like we're in a crew? Can we pretend we're traveling around like Ashen Friends?
Plus, they do something that I really love, and they implement the whole Heart Gold, Soul Silver, Pokemon Falls Behind You thing.
Okay, I need this now. What the fuck's it called?
MMO.
Pokemon? What is this?
Well, instead of just saying letters, I always try to, like, fuck it. I don't care. Fuck it, I'm going home.
Ryan, why do you have such a tiny, tiny penis?
I like the idea of Ryan saying, I'm going home, and then he just goes from his office chair to the couch. Fuck it, I'm going home. Takes 3 steps. Well, time to go back into the office. Gets into office chair.
Okay.
Ryan, why do you have a tiny penis?
I wonder how many people heard the shuffling and flicking of cards during that entire discussion. I
thought you were flicking something else.
That's what you think.
That's why I said it.
But yeah, so I guess now it's time for something else.
The next segment?
Yeah, the next segment where we talk about
breakfast.
The next segment is Superhero Time! Kyojin! Wizard, please.
End. Please end. It's not going to. It's going to be the longest Heisei Rider series. I'm going to be sad.
53.
They're like,
Ultima Ginga! That's a thing, too.
Trust me, it's not the worst thing to come out of this week.
Okay.
What is? Your mother? Oh!
Fucking Ginga is.
Oh. I thought you were going to say, like, Ben Affleck is Batman. That's a thing. Ben Affleck is Batman. We're just moving on from that like it didn't happen. Sounds
Please, let's go.
All right, so we're on... Your mother's a whore. We're
I
on
episode, promise 10 minutes.
We're on episode 26 of Cuber Boobers. It starts off with Daigo. He's like, hey, remember that... The thing, that plot point of that gem I had and my dad in the bag, and we kind of dropped it because of Plezuan. And Ian's like, yeah, I kind of do, but vaguely. He's like, yeah, we should probably get on that. He's like, okay. So he goes to Axtor, and Batoran's like, oh, fuck, there's a Dogold attacking. He's like, oh, shit, we got to say about that. So they go see about Dogold, and he introduces them to Oldendorf, whatever the fuck his name is.
Ganondorf.
Yeah.
Ganondorf?
Yeah.
Really? Not even Dawson got it that wrong.
You know, so like freaking Chupacabra No Blade runs over here, like, hey, I'm hatred. I'm like, all right, that's cool, whatever. So he starts like shooting them. Like, I mean, he just really shoots them. Like, he just like destroys the hell out of them. Like, it's not even like, oh, bang, bang. No. He's just gonna like blast them. He's like, oh, I got a migraine because I guess he's, you know, part Reader Repulsa over here. He just gets a headache every 15 seconds.
I was reminded more of the guy from Shin Kendra because it was more recent and not involving Ranger.
Dokoku?
Yeah, him.
And your mom. Well, that's because he has to take his cold medicine every 5 minutes. I need some cold medicine.
Fucking samurai. All Ranger samurai, teaching children it's okay to drink cough syrup.
And, so what else is there? So that they keep fighting, He then stops Dino's Grander in its tracks. The others come in, they fight some more. Finally, like, he starts to fight with Dogold now, and Chaos is like, no, come back to base. I need to yell at you guys. They're like, dang it, we're having fun. And back at base, Yayoi is like, hey, look, guys, I'm here still. I brought this cool Gravitera powered up battery for Daigo. I want to do things to him that are naughty because I love him and I want him. And I'm like, Amy. Amy's just like, no. And so, like, let's go try it out, guys. And they attempt to, and it's like, Gautier, overdrive. And you're like, don't say that word, please. And
overcharge.
Is it? I don't know. I forgot. It's been like 10 minutes since I watched it, and I really forgot because I was focusing on Pokemon and other things. It was over something. Overcharge sounds fine. We'll go with that. Anyway, it's not really important. All I know is that it turns Daigo into a Tyrannosaurus. Like, not physically, just mentally.
He's got
so,
material, man.
He starts just, like, rampaging around. Like, he brings his arms on him like they're all short. And it was kind of funny. And he just starts walking all weird because he's a dinosaur now. He's walking the dinosaur. Meanwhile, back at base, Cass is like, look, you guys need to just quit the fighting. This is bullshit, all right? This Ganondorf guy is going to come help us, like, get more emotions for DeBoss because my hand told me so. And we're like, okay, that's kind of weird. It's like, I talked to the hand. It works. Like, okay. Whatever you say, bro.
Yes, I don't think you're supposed to talk to your own hand.
Like, so, Igallon and Bladran here come back to go find him. And they're like, oh, let's go fight. Like, this is Black. See him? If we just, like, piss him off a lot because I killed his buddy, this will be great. And so they go to fight. The others all transform. Yayoi goes after Daigo. And they start fighting. Igallon starts going weird and crazy. But they just kind of ignore it for a moment and keep fighting. And they end up in the city somehow at some point. I don't know how that happened, but they went from the forest area where they test out batteries to the city. I guess it's Sentai logic or something. I don't know. And then, meanwhile...
Science did it.
Science does everything. So they start fighting some more. In the city, there's a break in there somewhere, and like Ian, they make like, hey Ian, you should be our new leader right now. And like, go, I don't want to do that because things. So then they end up in the city, is what happens. That's right. And then they go fight, and they're fighting some more. And finally, they start actually doing well against the new guy, and so he just jumps Lucky and is like, give me the shit. He's like, what? And he just reaches into his pouch and starts like playing with his junk.
Where are the junks?
He's like, where are the drunks? And so he pulls out the thing. I guess he just poured the sperm water on himself and became giant. Meanwhile, like, you know, Yayoi's just off being with Daigo, just doing naughty things. So the others summon Plezuo, and they make Plezuo Paris again. They start fighting. They do an attack. Finishing with that, they then change it out for Zaktor and hit him some more. And he's like, ha, lols, I'm still here, bitches. Lucky throws one of those, like, sperm water sucking balls.
He stabbed himself with Zaktor.
Yeah, your mom stabbed himself with Zaktor. And what's his name? Lucky throws one of those, like, sperm water absorbing balls at him to make him shrink again. He's like, ha, I'm getting out of here, bitches. Fuck you guys. I'm going home. And so then they go back to base and they're like, so where's Daigo? And they're like, yeah, he's not here. So Miyayoi is like, I finally found him, guys. Like, what have you been doing this whole time? She's like, I was in the bathroom. Sorry.
I was on YouTube.
She's like, first I was having my period, so I had to go see about that. Then I got on YouTube and started watching videos of cats.
Look at this one. It plays the piano.
And then I started watching this video about Super Sentai and Power Rangers and why they're different and okay to be different. And I was intrigued because I thought I was a Super Sentai, and then I was all confused about my life. And then you see Daigo like howling at the moon, and then it ends. So this was fun. We get to see our new baddie. I like new baddies. So that, you know, that happened. He was pretty cool. I just want to see how he's going to be incorporated in this. I guess he's going to work with the other guys and show up. I want to know what's going on with Ike Allen now that he's like, I've been feeling weird since I exploded. And we're like, yeah, you're kind of weird already, but.
Yeah, so that was something I didn't get the chance to bring up a couple weeks ago, is that something weird has been going on with Iger. And,
yeah.
Like, he was going, like, insane right before he exploded, and then today he was crying black tears.
He was
the most emo thing imaginable.
Yeah, so
emo I cry black tears.
Like, I want to see what happens with that. And then, what was the other thing? There was, I don't know, like, Lucky's like, there's something weird about this guy. So I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on there. But, like he's, like, made from, like, Deboth and, like, Chaos's, like, desire for revenge or something. I don't know. But it was kind of weird. So, yeah, that was fun. But it's exciting. I'm enjoying it. It's, you know, Kyoryuger is just a really fun show. It's much better than that other shit we watch.
Sure.
Ginga?
I thought this was a pretty good episode. For the previews having kind of hyped up the fact that Daigo's gone all T-Rex on us, He really wasn't in this. I do not feel like playing patty cake with you right now. I'm sorry.
Aww.
Anyway, Daigo really wasn't in this episode too much.
He wasn't. He kind of transformed and ran off.
Yeah, which I was honestly kind of okay with. Him running off gives them the chance to prolong this a bit without it feeling really overdone.
Mm-hmm.
It also gave us a nice Ian focus episode, which I rather enjoyed. I kind of like the idea of Ian being a substitute leader. In fact, I kind of like Ian as the leader a little bit more than Daigo, just because I think he's better with the whole like team management thing. But
Ian's focus episodes are always really good.
Yeah, Ian's just a really fun character, I find. I like him. But it was just good to, like you get to see that they can operate to an extent without Daigo. I mean, obviously they need him because it's like, part of the team. But, like, that they could manage and find ways to fight without him. And also that even though he's red and he's, like, the center of the show, even though it's still kind of about him, like, we can do this without him. We don't need him all the time. Look, see, he wasn't even in the episode mostly. We did it. We pulled it off. Had a good time.
Plus, it was actually pretty smart on the part of the villains to actually focus directly on him, since they knew that Igaron specifically had
a
history with Ian, and Ian hated him and wanted revenge on him. So,
well, you know what I thought
focusing on him and targeting him specifically was pretty good.
I like that. You weren't finished. Go on.
No, I was just going to say, it's one of those things where you kind of start to forget about Ian's backstory just a little bit, and then they bring it back up, but it doesn't really feel too forced, since we already know that he and Igaron have a history. So,
I like that. The power up isn't just kind of like handed to them, and they go, okay, cool, thanks, and then just go use to kill things. Like it's a problem with it, it's not working right, and they have to. I mean, obviously, it's probably what's going to happen is it leads to them making that little like Gabutira thing or whatever. But it just that like it wasn't like, okay, here's this new battery, go use it and blow the bad guys up, and like, okay, bang bang, and everyone's dead. Like that, like there's problems with it, and but also that we said like it came from. Like Yayoi and Dr. Olshade back at their Fuzzwan lab, so that it gives a way to get these new items is having those characters in there, and you know, kind of like having the it's kind of like having the people in Gekki Range, like, oh yeah, look, these people make stuff for us here, take this, and but yeah, I just like that about it. Although most of the time in Sentai, they have to kind of work for their power ups. I mean, the Magi Rangers did. The Ghost Rangers had to befriend the crazy header thing. I mean, you know, that's not just handed to them. Something, I think the Power Rangers tends to kind of hand it to you. Like, here you go, here's a power up. Go fucking kill things. You're right. We have to shrink down the episode count, so here, we can't have you actually, you know, work for anything. We're just going to give it all to you. It's Merc.
I like Kyoryuger's use of their reoccurring cast. Like, it makes sense for Yayoi and Dr. Olshade to be the ones to create a power-up for them. And it's a really good excuse to kind of bring them in and let us kind of see them again. Just how, like, Ramirez kept showing up every time another Spirit Ranger would show up or something else would happen. Like, it made sense for him to be there. And I really like that.
Yeah, I'd like to see them, I'd like to see Ramirez and Gray, whose name I can't remember, Tessai, like, come back, as they were looking for Rodriguez. So just to come back, like, hey, we're still looking, even though they just come back and go, hey, we're still looking, haven't found him yet, but I see you got Plezwan, that's cool, so we'll check you out later. And they came out for 5 minutes. I just want to see them, because I miss them, and they're fun.
Just pops in, drops off ice cream.
Exactly. Pop in, drop off ice cream, cause chaos.
I was telling these guys yesterday, Yayoi had a bit of a moment with the rest of the cast where every time she kept trying to say something important, everyone would just kind of get in her face and be like, good job, Yayoi! Yeah, this is great! And eventually the scene just kind of ends with her, like, kind of defeated. I enjoyed it.
You shared a special bond with her at that moment.
It's one of the few times where I've kind of legitimately liked Yayoi.
Like, I don't hate her. She's just there.
Like, she got that whole, I want Daigo's dick thing going on.
I just, I expected more out of some of her focus episodes.
It's kind of annoying that she doesn't pilot her own mecha.
Yeah.
You know women can't drive.
Well, that solves that.
I was going to bring that up a couple of weeks ago. But
that women can't drive?
It happened. No, it happened again this week. It's just one of those things where she's right there. Plezwan's right there. I get why she wouldn't pilot it any other time, but if she's there, why not have her in the cockpit?
It just spots me last time, and this time, especially since Daigo wasn't there. Change my underwear. Sorry.
Someone should change your underwear because you don't. Say cockpit.
I used my Judenshi to summon Plezon. Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. I like how they had to give her a Dino Chaser battery so she could have one. Like, can't we just, like, make another one? She has her own.
There can only be 5.
Yeah, clearly.
Keep it though, there's only one prop. Good old CGI. But yeah, it was a fun episode. It was a decent introduction to Endulph, but he has that thing where the new villain comes in and just totally obliterates them because he's all sorts of badass.
Yeah, so that's one of those Sentai tropes. That's one of those Sentai tropes that Keeper Rangers talked about.
I really like him. Like, I like him a lot.
He's really cool. I like his voice.
I like that he's Mega Blue. Mega Blue is a fun character.
I had to go look it up, and I'm like, oh, it's Mega Blue. But it was weird because I felt like I heard him before. But I hadn't, so...
I like how unrelenting he is. Like, when he showed up and started blasting away, just like, he just kept going and going and going. And it wasn't this, it's sort of like a more controlled rage, because he's not going berserk like Dogold. He's just, concentrated so hard on killing these guys that he won't let up.
I like how I Chaos really like had to pull him on the side and be like, look, I need you to like not attack him. He's kind of crazy. And I don't know what he'll do if you attack him. So for your own benefit, you probably want to not do that. Like, we need you still alive.
They started infighting. It's just like, guys, come here, stop fighting. And he like chains him up and pulls him in the portal.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. I love the line from the Curators saying, who'd have thought we'd be saved by infighting?
Like, I guess they had to figure out a way to keep them from just getting totally obliterated. So, like, okay, well, let's have them fight each other, and they get called back to base and get bitched out by their leader. Okay.
I just like having a show where I legitimately don't hate any of the characters.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, there's some I like more than others, but... Like, I don't... There's no one in the show where they pop up on the screen and I go, God damn it, I hate life. Not that that happens often, but it does, actually. I judge my life based on how I relate to Sentai characters.
That just makes sense.
Yeah. But anyway. Good show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still sorting cards.
I can hear you flicking.
We're going to be done with this portion of the podcast by the time I ever finish this.
Okay, on to Wizzles.
Wizzles.
Wizzles. Okay, so we start up with Fueki taking Todoroki without anyone really putting up much of a fight. I think Beast got knocked down and Haruto was too busy checking his wounds to save
his other... Well, that's because the chick he was after is dead, so Todoroki's available.
So then we skip to 5 days later in which this guy still hasn't been found, which means that Yuzuru's been missing for even longer. He's on milk cartons now. It says, young boy kidnapped by mythical carbuncle. So it's like... it's very distressful now.
Yuck boy.
So, is that what I said?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he's pretty gross. Anyway, so then while they're sitting there brooding over not finding anyone, Gremlin's trying to kidnap Mayu and she's kind of freaking out. She's like, I don't know if I want to be a wizard anymore. I don't know if it's the right career path for me. You know, maybe I should go to DeVry. And so while she's doing that, Mayu's trying to kidnap her and Haruto stops him because he's just fucking everywhere. And then he goes to visit Gremlin and he's like, you look, why don't you just pretend to be my hostage and then we can get one up on Wise Man? It'll be great. He's like, I really just need that Kiyomi bitch. He's like, you realize we're friends, right? He's like, oh shit, that's right. He's like, why would I help you with that? I don't know. I guess I'll just leave now. So then he and Rinko go to visit Fojo. I'm thinking about that scene. They go to visit Fojo and he talks about how he found out about him. He's like, his name was Fueki. Like, yeah, we knew that, numbnuts. You've been out for like 2 months. That rock really put you out. So he's explaining to them what he found out while Kiyomi is simultaneously reading his diary. She's going through it. It's like, Ryan was just as hot as Kiyomi, but in a different way. She's like, I thought we were trying to figure out if he was having relations with Kiyomi and not this Ryan person. No? Okay. Sorry, I couldn't resist when I saw the diary. Because it was like a man with a diary, and I thought of Michael. Anyway, so basically we find out that he was married, and his wife died young, and Kiyomi was like all he had left, and then she died. And then Sofo's like, you know what, I've said too much. And then he curls up in a little ball and starts going to sleep. And then Rinko's like, let me flatten the bed for you. And then Haruto's like, I'm out of here. So she just ditches him halfway down. So he's got the bed like sort of halfway propped. I can't wait until next week when we find out if he ever made it to sleep in that awkward position. So while they're off to go find Fueki's house, Yuzuru stops the others, and he has become a blue mage, and he's like a total dick now because he's pissed that nobody found him. He's like, you guys have been looking for me. I've been missing for like 2 months. And so he kidnaps Mayu because she's still looking at that damn DeVry pamphlet, still confused about her life. And so Haruto finds Fueki's house, which is labeled Fueki's house. I don't know how they couldn't find this guy. And so he's like, oh, I've been expecting you. I'm just about to kidnap you. You saved me the trouble. And then he just throws down the rope. So he explains that he created an artificial phantom. I said artificial really weird. Artificial phantom with science so that he could gain magic and keep Kiyomi alive by creating wizards. And then Todoroki pops out and he reveals that he was depressed after not being found after 5 days, unlike Yuzuru's breaking point of 2 months, and has become a green wizard. Ha, totally called it. I said green.
Because he's so Todoroki.
Yeah, and he transforms, and then it ends.
Anyway, I found this episode to be pretty good. A lot of stomach slapping and predictable stuff going on, but I still thought it was pretty good. I honestly completely forgot about Fojo until I visited him, and I forgot that he like found out about Fueki and stuff. But in like the sort of reveal, I kind of like how it was kind of a typical fake out, but I like how they sort of made it seem like he became a wise man when his daughter died just naturally, and then revealed that he kind of did it himself. I agree. It would have been nice to figure, get an explanation why. He just like, I did it with science. Well, got one of those kits. It said science for children, and I did it. But I like that idea. I think it's funny. I mentioned this in our private discussions that Brian was right about him using science, and I was just right about Todoroki being green. I bet he's gonna be green. But yeah, it was a lot of sort of like an exposition setup episode, but I thought it was good. We got more out there about Fueki and Yuzuru and Todoroki. I don't know his real name. They're mages. I mean, granted, it's an ugly suit, but it's still the stakes are raised, and I think things are doing good. And I'm looking forward to seeing how it turns out.
Okay. Well, I think this was kind of ridiculously stupid. Like, that, I don't know. It seems like they could have set up the whole thing instead of just revealing the whole entire plot of in 5 minutes. Like, there was, you know, if he's apparently this famous physicist, clearly people would have noticed, first of all, that, I don't know, he hasn't been to work in a while.
How does he make his house payments? This show's ridiculous.
like people would have noticed, like, where is he? Like, I don't know, he's all fucking around with some magic bitch. And then, I don't know, I had a whole point with it. And
how would they, like, even if people noticed he was missing, how would that get back to Haruto? Like, are they going to see it? Is he going to be on the milk poster? Or a physicist wanted, didn't show up to work, been missing 20 minutes.
No, maybe, but, like, I feel like there was, if he's, like, so famous, as, like, for supposed to, like, he's famous, like, well, how the fuck does no one know who he is?
To be
they
fair,
can't find him.
Famous physicists, they're boring. They don't even have any superpowers, except for him, who made superpowers.
Stephen Hawking has powers. He has the powers of his chair. Da, lawyer.
Was that the German version? Da, lawyer.
I said, ah.
Oh, that would be funnier.
Your mom would be funnier. Like, I don't know, it just seems like they could have, like, set up the whole thing of science, like, instead of, because, like, Koyomi finds the diary, and so she finds out things at the same time they're finding out things from Fojo, and then Haruto finds them out from Fueki, all one behind the other. Like, it was just like a 20-minute long show of exposition. I'm like, I'm kind of bored now.
But I like that it was, I mean, obviously everything's not a surprise, but it was more out of nowhere instead of having alluding to science this whole time. And you kind of just generally assumed he became a phantom normally, and then it's kind of a surprise to some people.
Like, well, the thing is, they're giving it more episodes, so they could have, like, led into, like, oh, we find, like, a lab, maybe, like an abandoned lab he used to become Carbuncle.
Maybe they can find the lab in the sewers where it has his plan about turning the city into lizards on loop.
Like the test tube or something where he grew Carbuncle in.
Maybe he could just have a test tube on him so it hints towards it more. Maybe he could just wear a lab coat more often.
And they could, they could, like, find notes, like, magical, like, notes about trying to, like, use magic in phantoms.
They could find magical notes. Sorry. I don't know. Like, you want it to be, like, spoon-fed to the audience over time by finding magical notes?
No.
riddles throughout the entire thing.
Not, like, notes that fly around and are magical and do magic things. Like, notes on magic. Like,
just leave.
Like, tried magic today, didn't work. Like, oh, okay, next day. Tried magic again today, still doesn't work.
Where are they going to find these notes?
In some kind of a lab somewhere they could go.
I'm really hard up on this lab. Only Haruto has been spending the whole show looking for a lab. Magical clues.
I don't know. I feel like there should have just been more set up to, like, oh, look, we're going to reveal the entire backstory of Wise Man and Fueki all in about 10 minutes.
It's supposed to be a surprise. Like, obviously, we've been thinking Wise Man and what's-his-name are the same person, but
it's really not a surprise, because it was obvious from the start.
E. It's everything's supposed to be coming out now. It's not supposed to be like that.
I'm coming out. Duh, duh.
I'm coming out.
The world to know.
The maze shoe still sucks.
So,
I think there are different colors, but it sucks.
It looks worse in other colors.
You take the skirt away when they're male. It's like, really, would it be that difficult?
Well, it's supposed to be like at the end of a jacket, not a skirt.
It looks more like a skirt on her.
You're a skirt.
Yeah. It looks like a skirt, and then on top of that,
your zipper's short, so it looks like a dress.
Like, yeah, it's just weird. Ryan's gay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
these characters still don't do anything.
The reveal was obvious. I mean, nothing in there really surprised me other than he did it with science. Which I actually kind of poked fun at before.
Well, that's why I thought it was sort of a surprise, because that didn't even enter my head until the last week. So that was at least one thing. I assumed he was just a phantom of the soul.
But, I mean, that's why I feel like part of Gremlin exists, to make you think that, oh, there's phantoms with souls, so he might be a phantom with a soul. Except they never actually
gave us
solid hints that Fwicky was a wise man to think that, so he was kind of just a misplaced clue, really, but...
It's a misplaced magical note.
I don't know. I didn't really have problems with it, and I enjoyed it. It was just kind of stuff I knew already. And Koyomi's a bitch.
Well, then there's, like, basically, by the time you're done, you realize... By the time you're done...
She was a corpse.
By the time you're done, you realize that, oh, look, we're going to do the same story over again in another show. And you're like, son of a bitch. Like, we're literally doing the same story over again.
It's not the exact same.
It's not. Like,
I know. Because
I did Koyomi a little bit better than Kengo. Because they kept her, even if it was just something as simple as a recharge, they kept it present in my mind that I was curious about what she was. Unlike Kengo, where after like episode 5, we forgot he was sick until the last episode. At least I thought they did a good job.
He got sick in the Aquarius arc. But, oh yeah, like, okay, well, let's see. She's dead. She's got a magic stone inside her. Kengo had the core switch inside him. He wasn't even real.
Well, she's real, though. She's just being kept alive by a sorcerer.
Well, Philip was dead, but he was like just made of data. He's made of the same data that's in the Gaia memories, so it pretty much is the same story. And then she's gonna die in the end, because she needs an unlimited source of mana, or just a Philosopher's Stone somehow gonna magically be changed to where it can just work all the time. So then she doesn't die. Then either way, it just ends up being stupid.
You know what's funnier about that is there's crickets here. They're like really loud when that happened. It's too bad the camera couldn't pick it up. Or microphone, rather.
The camera.
Aerosol, what do you have to say? Come on down.
You're the next contestant on Fucked Awesome in the Ass.
No. Don't come down. Wait, where'd you go?
I don't really have anything to say. You guys took most of the points that I had.
Sorry. They were just right there.
Well, no, I'm not complaining.
They were in your satchel.
I'm just saying.
And your satchel was open, so I just took them.
How Aerosol feels right now is how I feel on most days.
It's honestly, it's a matter of who doesn't get to talk, because we usually say the same things.
No, honestly, I didn't really want to talk too much about Wizard.
He's more excited for that Ginga discussion.
No, I'm opting out of that. Too. I want nothing to do with Ginga.
I want to hear you bitch about it.
Huh?
So I want to hear you bitch about it.
No, I...
He's getting disgruntled.
It'll just be a series of grunts and noises.
You like Tom Casey.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Dawson. I thought it was an okay episode. The... I mentioned on Twitter the science thing was kind of silly.
I did it with science.
I did it with science. Delicious science. I get that he's... Is he a physicist or a biochemist? I thought it was a biochemist.
The sub said physicist.
High school
either
science.
Way, it's still, like... I get why he would have the know-how to work science, but...
the way you put that, he would have the know-how
right?
to work science.
Well, I have no idea how he did it. And
maybe he just
furthermore,
took a
like, we don't know how he knows about, like, the what you call it, the phantoms and the Philosopher's Stone. I mean, the Philosopher's Stone is, I don't want to say fairy tale. It was something alchemists legitimately sought after, but...
That's Harry Potter.
yeah, Harry Potter.
He's a big Harry Potter fan.
That's how Dawson gets knowledge.
I hope we actually get some kind of explanation towards these. Otherwise, it is kind of
let's just
sweep this under the rug kind of thing.
It'd be nice to know that maybe he was, like, researching this magic stuff after medical stuff failed, and maybe he was, like, genuinely upset when he didn't become a phantom when his daughter dies. Well, if she dies, I'll fall into despair and become a phantom. Wakes up, still human. Fuck! So maybe, like, his way of doing it was just taking a bunch of pills to make him really depressed. And then he became a phantom. I did it with science. I just popped a bunch of pills. Teed on oxycodone. That would make him more happy, though, on the way out. I don't know.
Oh, well.
I do think... I mean, it's interesting that we have a villain who is also... I guess he's not technically a writer, but he's more or less a writer.
Yeah.
But it's also interesting that he's brainwashing other people into being these wizards. I don't know. I kind of like the idea of him taking these innocent people and just kind of forcing them to be something that we've considered to be something good. Mm-hmm. Like, this whole series, I mean, wizards are good. There hasn't been too much to say otherwise until White Wizard started to be a dick, but so I think it's interesting to see him brainwash them. And it is interesting that they are kind of like aiming for the same goal. They both want Koyomi to be fine.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of Haruto doesn't want to sacrifice people. White Wizard doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, because it's his daughter, so it's different. That's one thing I also kind of like is, especially after last year's with like Sagittarius, where his motivation was just wanting to meet these stupid presenters, is that Fuegi's kind of, well, obviously I don't have kids, but sort of relatable in a way, so you sort of get where he's coming from. It's like he's not doing this to gain power or because he wants to meet some magical fairy or something. He's just doing it to keep his daughter alive, which is just relatable because... It's in a way he's justified in some way. It's not like he's killing people, except he is sort of. But I don't know. Yeah. I just think he's more of a complex.
Like people, except he is sort of.
Well, he's trying to like kill their spirit, but he's just more of a complex villain. And it's not like he's coming from a malicious place.
So did he?
Yeah.
Did he do the first Sabbath to find someone that could be a wizard to take care of Koyomi?
I think he did it the first time. To find enough wizards, because he keeps mentioning how he needs four.
Like, I guess the
first time around just didn't yield enough results.
Like, so that did that Sabbath like awakened the potential in people? Like all the people we've met so far, is that what it did? Other than that, already awakened.
What's happened is that it's there were people who had magical potential, which is all these like the gates that we saw. Well, he basically, from the way I understand, is he rounded up a bunch of people somehow. I probably don't know. He was rounded up a bunch of people with magical potential, and they had this Sabbath, and then they all became phantoms, except Haruto, who became a wizard. And so he said, "Okay, good," because I guess the Sabbath drained him when he did it the first time. So, because he's hoping that some of them. He knew some of them were going to become phantoms, and he was hoping that some of them wouldn't, or at least one wouldn't, which is what Haruto did, so that he can become a wizard naturally, and he'll have all this mana he can use to keep Kiyomi alive. Meanwhile, while that's going on, the phantoms can find more people with magical potential. Some of them may become phantoms. He doesn't really care, but he's hoping some of them will become wizards. Why he kept Medusa, or Medusa can find gates. So some of those people who are gates can become wizards themselves.
Wait, I know this part. I was wondering, I couldn't remember if the Sabbath made phantoms at the time, or if that was what unlocked all these people that we've been seeing, and or if they could just always become a phantom at any time.
The Sabbath made the phantoms during the Sabbath. That's when Phoenix and Gremlin and Medusa and all these people they all fell into despair and became phantoms at one time.
I kind of assume that it took the people who were already gates and kind of
pushed
accelerated the process on a larger scale.
It basically kind of pushed everyone that was there into despair without really doing anything.
Yeah. So then I'm wondering, the final... I'm assuming Gremlin's going to be involved in whatever the final sort of confrontation is, because he's got the wizards now. Isn't that all he really needs to recharge Kiyomi? Because that was his point.
Well, he wants to bring about the Sabbath again. Why? Right? To
create even more
wizards? Was that still legit, or was he just telling people that?
No, he says he wants to do the Sabbath again.
But he needs the four wizards to do the Sabbath?
He needs the four wizards to have enough... I guess he wants to do enough mana to do the Sabbath on a larger scale, maybe, so that he can get even more wizards. He wants more phantoms and then more wizards so that there's more mana.
So he's going to
power the Philosopher's Stone.
He's going to use people to power the Okay. I've watched this before.
Why doesn't he just create more phantoms with science to recharge Kiyomi? It'd just be easy just come up to him, excuse me, inject him. Bitch, you're a phantom. Recharge my daughter.
No, I'm not going to think of it wizard as anything except a rider version of Full Metal Alchemist.
Dawson just said, recharge my daughter. All I could think of were the Judenshi.
Recharge my daughter.
Kiyomi, brave in. Get into that T-Rex's mouth right now, young lady.
Okay, jumps in. Swan dives into Plezzo's mouth.
I still think that's funny. That happened right after I said that she should be Violet because she's more responsible than Daigo, just sitting in its mouth, and she just dove in. Should be an interesting end.
Yeah, pretty sure Brian's a whore though.
I just have to hope the Hurricane Drew thing subbed this week so we have something to talk about next week. Otherwise, there's just going to be more of that silence from earlier.
It's going to be a really interesting episode of the podcast.
Hurry up with the Hurricane.
We'll dig up something, I guess.
I forgot the Hurricane Drew thing was even happening.
Yeah, I know.
Because I had absolutely no plans on watching it. I mean, I haven't seen Hurricane Drew.
I mean, your mom liked it, but... Well,
if it's not subbed, we'll just watch something random like We're Back, but it's about dinosaurs.
I like We're Back. It's got Walter Cronkite in it, and he's the nice guy who makes the dinosaurs talk.
So we'll do that. Harry Potter and We're Back, and it'll be just like now. Wizards and dinosaurs. See, perfect.
Harry Potter, We're Back.
I like how I put We're Back instead of Jurassic Park or something.
We're Back.
We're Back is awesome.
Fuck Jurassic Park.
And your mom.
We're Back. It's a dinosaur story.
It says it right on the title.
Okay.
Your mom loves it.
There's Ginga. It.
That happened.
It stopped its mid-season hiatus so they can do some specials or something that are probably going to be more interesting than the show, because I'll get to learn things. But I had fun watching the battle.
I liked the dick cannon. That was awesome.
Outside of that, I didn't like anything else.
He shot a laser on his dick.
The one thing I did like...
The dick cannon.
I will say, is not the dick cannon, because it's stupid.
It rhymes with dick cannon.
The kid, I can't remember his name. It's
Ichijoji or Ichi... Yeah, Ichijoji, because it's Ken. Digimon.
His one line that he repeated throughout the course of this episode was, "Man, screw this guy."
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah, the other guy.
Kenta, I think, is
name. I don't know. It was like he was saying what I was thinking.
Screw this Man, guy. Screw
I did enjoy that. He was just like, "You fuck this asshole." Like, I don't give a shit.
That's my general thought toward everyone in the show. Is screw these guys. The only character I tolerate is Misuzu because she didn't really do anything wrong, and I don't really find her annoying.
Or anything at all, though. But that's
Like Kevin said, nothing at all. It's just apathy. I don't really care. I don't.
Together with science,
I don't got too much else other than. Ichijoji is a giant dick. John 9 has a dick cannon. And
I like John 9's dick cannon. I'm sorry. It makes me feel good about myself. I don't get what that's supposed to mean. What are you trying to say, Dan?
I have a thing for penises, Kevin.
And the word itself is hilarious to me.
Point
oh
made.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I got that annoying ass alien guy's dead. Valkyrian or whatever.
Yeah, he was a thing that died in this episode.
He died. Tiga's a doll again.
But Tiga has no brain.
I was kind of curious if Tiga was actually going to talk or anything.
It was weird because in that one part, I think it was that episode 4 or whatever, when we first saw Tiga, he turned around on his own.
Yeah, he did.
He's got sentience of some sort.
I think he's just faking it.
I mean, I would be perfectly comfortable with this show getting overrun by just the Spark Dolls being sentient. Like, not like being a joke as Spark Doll Theater is, but...
Spark Doll Theater is awesome.
To kill off all the humans and make this entire show just...
Kill all humans! Thanks, Bender. You have to admit, RSL Spark Doll Theater is like the best thing ever.
I don't have a problem with Spark Doll Theater.
I hope not. It's almost the same shit you do.
I don't really pay too much attention to Spark Doll Theater, but I don't have a problem with it.
It only lasts like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Spark Doll Theater, Taro's sitting there going, "I want to be big again," and then it ends.
So since this is the mid-season break, and I'm dropping it here, by the way, I'm not continuing with the show. I will say this series has such awful pacing. Just
that implies it had pacing.
Yeah, just in each episode, it's like there's, you know, for a six episode arc of a 12 episode series, you'd expect things to happen pretty quickly. And I guess things kind of do. You just get like one whole plot brought up and resolved each episode, but they're done at such a like dull pace that the whole thing is just not entertaining to watch. It's just, why won't this end? It doesn't help that I don't really find any of the characters to be entertaining. I don't care about any of them. I hate the main character. I hate his actor. I hate everything about him. I hate his stupid fucking grin every time he does says anything.
It just looks so stupid.
Um...
And he does it every time he transforms into Ginga, and I can't take it seriously, because he just kind of... Ginga appears, and he looks up, he's like, "Hah!" And he grabs it, and he just, like, has a stupid... It's like the people on the toy boxes in America. They're like Power Rangers and shit, these little kids that are just, like, all happy. They're like, "Yay!" I feel like that's him, except it doesn't fit, because he's...
Japanese.
A teenager in Japan. Okay.
It's just one of these things where I understand that the show has a pretty low budget. Like, compared to other series, its budget is pretty terrible.
Nice way to terrible.
But I've seen tokusatsu with low budgets before.
It's so Dragon Knight.
The whole point of it is that it's a no-budget series, but it has some kind of merit. It's funny, it's entertaining, you know, it's repetitive, but that's kind of the point. And even this, it's just like, nothing, I don't feel like anything's happening. Stuff is happening, and I get what they're getting at. I get the whole dreams thing. That was the point to this whole arc, where...
I like dreams.
Talking about each character's dreams, but I don't care, and it's just
pick up on
it's
that
boring.
I have dreams. I have dreams that Aerosol will be a cool guy one day.
Maybe one day.
But I don't think it's going to happen, and it makes me sad.
One day I want to be a cool guy.
One day I want to be Brian Bagley.
One thumbs up at a time. I thank the show for giving me some neat toys. That's about the extent of my relationship with the show.
I like my toys.
And it's one of those things where I see people praise it because it's like a cheesy B flick kind of thing, but
it's not.
That's kind of why I like some of the other Ultraman stuff. Maybe not Zero so much, just because I think Zero's a little bit better than that, but the other Ultraman stuff that I've seen is cheesy, and it's supposed to be cheesy, and it's done so much better than this. I just look at the series and I'm like, I don't know what you're trying to do here.
I feel like this is not only cheesy, but cheesy trying to cater to children. Because I... Personally, I've always felt like Ultraman was something that was kind of less... I mean, it still had, like, kids, obviously, but kind of a less kid-focused thing. Whereas, to me, this one feels very kind of kid-driven. Because I personally can't see, like, the average, like, Japanese, I don't want to say middle-aged, but, like, there's a standard Japanese Ultra fan to watch this and enjoy it. So that's kind of where I stand on it. I think its main flaw resides in the fact that I felt like it was catering to an audience that Ultra normally does, but I could be way off. I don't know much about this franchise.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say that my knowledge on the Ultra franchise is that much greater. I've only seen a few series, and like, if we just compare it to the original Ultraman, that was really catered towards kids, but at the same time, it didn't. I would say it was just slightly more catered towards kids than Kamen Rider or Sentai at the time. There were still stuff like the giant monster graveyard, or just all these things that, you know, it was kind of interesting. They didn't necessarily go too many places with it, but it was enough to keep you entertained for a couple episodes at a time. But this, it's like, past that opening, I'm not too thrilled about the episode each time. It's just the pace is so wonky. I hate to say that again. It's just...
It's true, though. Right. I mean, like, that was what I was saying all along, that this show, it knows what it wants to do. It doesn't have the time to do it. So instead, it just kind of shuffles along at this weird-ass mix between going too fast and going too slow at the same time. And it's really weird.
I wish I knew what it was trying to do, because half the time I can't tell. It's like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I know what's going on because I follow a plot, but I'm like, or follow the episode. I'm like, what are we? Why are we doing this? Like, why are things happening? And I have no real explanation.
This whole arc of six episodes ended up just kind of focusing on each of the main cast and their dreams and whatnot, and kind
like
of establishing
any, so that
them.
Was the issue.
And well, an even bigger issue is that they spent six episodes doing this. Half the series is gone now, and we didn't really get anywhere with the main mystery of the show. Like, it was only now that Ultraman Ginga finally spoke.
I forgot. I'm like, oh shit, it's
And we've only found one other Ultraman doll besides Taro. There's Tiga. He's like, hey, look, I'm here, guys. Like, where is everybody else? What are they all doing? Why are they not here? Why am I not leaving?
It's the thing.
They kind of feel like they should be here. You know, like, we should have more than just Taro. I mean, I love Taro. Don't get me wrong. He's fun, and he's kind of hilarious, and he's sharky. But I feel like we should have, like, more than that. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I heard somewhere, I don't remember where I heard this, whether it's true or not, that if there's enough reception for the 12 episodes, that they'll do more. Which kind of terrifies me, in the fact on what's going to happen in these next six episodes, that if they end it while leaving it open, what are they going to do to wrap it up? Oh, HLJ, you finally shipped my shit. Thanks a lot, asshole.
That's
shit?
Going to be the climax of this series.
HLJ has shipped Brian's shit. And in particular, shit, faggot, you faggot, you faggot,
the,
you faggot.
That LBX set that I've been sitting on for 2 months.
That's okay, I don't know why the hell I still can't get a goddamn figure arts blade.
The Judenshi set I tossed in there because I thought they'd ship it faster than this. And the figure arts book I never bought.
I didn't buy the figure arts book either.
I just want it for collection's sake, but...
Well, that's kind of why I want it. I just haven't bought it yet.
Like, seriously, I paid for this like 2 fucking weeks ago.
Yeah, it's HLJ.
Well, they should be faster.
Well, that's what your mom told me, and then I pounded her ass, so...
Really?
I got nothing, man. I got this point, dude. I'm running on dry. I'm running on dry. Then again, so was your mom, so...
I'm just gonna keep buying Spark dolls and pretend they're from a show I like.
Oh, I'm going to keep buying Spark dolls. I have a bunch of them for your orders, so I'm going to...
I can't deny, despite my distaste for the show, I do still like Ultraman stuff, and I do like the look of the dolls.
Dude, they're actually really cool. I don't know why. They're just fucking vinyl figures, but they're all small and adorable. That, as much as I fucking hate this show, Ginga's design's really cool. So I paid for this on the 14th. It's been 9 days. It took them 9 days to ship my shit.
Maybe they had to figure out how to ship stuff, okay? Maybe they had to, like, take shipping classes. Maybe they had to go find
packages. What do I do? Do I put this on a dinosaur? Yes, HLJ, that's how you ship things. You put it on a fucking Brachiosaurus and ship it to me. You send that Brachiosaurus across the goddamn ocean so it'll arrive at my house and I have a free fucking dinosaur with my goddamn box. Because he took so fucking long.
Maybe they had to teach... Maybe they get packing and teach them how to ship stuff. You don't know.
The sales were in dry cleaning.
They had to teach... They had to... Never mind, I'm done. I was going to go into some elaborate thing about teaching a bird to fly and giving it a package. It, they had to create my toys. They had to melt the plastic and mold it and print the book off and staple it together.
I masturbate.
They didn't know how to glue, so they just used okay.
Semen.
Why are we still going?
I'm really disgruntled. I'm sorry.
That's what your mom asked, too. Why are we still going? Like, well,
why are we not leaving into a show that we like? Garo.
No one said anything funny. Why are you cracking up?
He's a retard. We established this at the noises portion of the evening. Which was me packing up Power Ranger cards to send to people.
It was hilarious. You should have heard it. Brian had a tiny little saw.
Funny at all.
You had a tiny little saw. It was adorable.
It was my knife that I used to unbox every single toy I get.
This knife didn't
hurt. He didn't miss anything. Just 15 minutes of Brian having arts and crafts time.
It's not arts and crafts. This is serious business.
This knife's not even sharp. Look, I can press it against my face. Makes creepy murderous face. I should go caption that one and put the bitch I don't care, I'm Shugun Shinobi.
Go do that while we talk about big boy shows.
What vlog was that? Do you remember the name of it?
No.
There's a lot of vlogs to go through.
Search Shugun Shinobi rubs knives against face.
You like that'll pull up a porno.
It might. Just warning you.
I'm gonna put Shuki Vlog knife. I don't know if that's gonna help me at all. Let's see what pulls up. First video is Kevin's vlog. Vlog and unboxing. Tommy!
What?
That's the when I just put Shuki Vlog knife. Then the first vlog of yours is so much for that schedule. It's 2 years ago, and there's you in a hat.
So this week, Garo found his mom.
Yeah, and last week...
Last week, he was blind.
Yeah, I forgot what happened last week. It was pretty slow.
Well,
he got his sword back.
Yeah, they had captured him, and he was essentially going through all this training while blind, and
he was
there were several flashbacks towards his childhood with him working his way up to earning the title of Garo, which I don't know why I never noticed till now, but the child actor actually looks a lot like the actor who plays Ryuga.
Isn't related at all.
But I actually liked last week's episode quite a bit. It was a lot of just him reflecting on whether or not he deserves to be Garo. And I think something they did really well was, I think the actor actually portrayed being blind really well.
Yeah, because he had to run into a bunch of shit.
He kept running into things, even when he sort of composed himself about halfway through the episode, he was still having a really tough time trying to find his way around. He actually punched a civilian on one occasion, which was kind of like, oh crap, he's hurting other people. One point I thought was actually well shot and well acted was he was running and he didn't see the staircase. And now obviously the actor can see the staircase, but he just kept going as if he couldn't. And I just thought it was, I don't know, I thought it was actually done pretty well. He kept going, kept running, and just kind of fell down the stairs.
Oh, shit, stairs.
I actually, and I guess we'll get to this in a little bit. I actually really like Ryuga as a blind guy.
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting, and I think it's not a concept that a lot of shows do with their main characters, where they actually impair them in such a way part of the way through the series. And I think it would have been really interesting to see how he copes being blind and you know, still trying to hunt down horrors and save Leanne and stuff like that. That all said, his mom has magic hands that can heal eyeballs and yeah, stuff.
That was a thing.
Yeah. A couple days ago, when I actually got the chance to watch last week's episode, I mentioned on Twitter that I was glad they stuck to their guns and actually kept him blind. He still has eyes, obviously, but the makeup they did around it went a long way to making his eyes look damaged. It really was just a bunch of eyeliner and makeup around his eyes, but the effect was there.
It actually looked like he got hit in the face. I mean, it didn't look like he got stabbed in the face. Kind of looks like he got hit square in the face with, like, a crowbar across his eyes.
Yeah.
But
and at the end of that tweet, I put hashtag knock on wood because I was really hoping they...
You did not pardon us.
Yeah, I was really hoping they wouldn't overturn that decision, and this week they did.
I figured they were going to. I just wish it wasn't such a cop-outy way.
Well, there's kind of no way to really undo an action like that without it being kind of a cop-out.
Like, I was going for, like, eventually, like, in the, like, midst of the final battle, he's, like, still blind and shit. Like, the armor accepts him or something, he does something noble or whatever the fuck it is. And it's like, oh, cool, and then it heals his eyeballs or something. I don't know. I just wasn't expecting his mom to come back and touch his face and he'd be all better.
Well, I understand their approach when using his mom to heal him, because they kept mentioning how she's the one that, like, she's the priestess that would heal the Garo armor and kind of restore it to its former glory. So it does kind of make sense in that regard that she would be able to heal its user as well. That is kind of my one downside for this episode. I really would rather have seen how they handled Garo being blind for the rest of the season. We probably only have a few episodes left. There's not that many, but I think it could have been interesting. I don't necessarily blame them for going back to having a Garo who can see, but it's fine. The episode itself, like I said, I liked the mother episode.
We've learned so much within these two episodes.
Yeah.
And it's great.
I thought eventually we would get some kind of backstory on his mother. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned a couple times throughout the series that she was dead. He even built her a grave. So I honestly just assumed it would be sort of like a Priest Barai explaining things kind of episode is what I thought we would eventually get for an explanation. So I wasn't expecting her to actually be alive and to be that small priestess girl who was giving birth to the horror seeds.
Yeah, apparently making seeds makes you younger. Because it feeds off your energy and shit.
I'm not really sure how that works.
I don't know either.
Apparently having more... Because wouldn't that mean having more energy makes you old?
They did it with science. That's the new A Wizard Did It. Science did it.
Which is funny, because A Wizard did do it with science.
Yes. Anyway.
So...
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it at all, honestly.
So, yeah, we got a little bit into the backstory of, like, what Ryuga's mother did as a priestess and how she sort of went missing and her connection to Barai and all that, which was fine. I enjoyed all of it, and we actually got to see how Sonchi got turned into a horror.
Yeah, I liked that. It kind of like explained everything. It explained what happened to his mom, what happened to Rianne's dad. Not that we really cared, but we got that. How Sonshi became a whore, and kind of like how Tosei set this entire thing in motion. Apparently spying on people.
Yeah, we also got some background, kind of giving us an idea about how Tosei actually knows about horrors and knew about this head that was buried underneath the city. Apparently his mother was a priestess who, I guess, fell from the order, kind of turned to a life of being a whore. Like
a horror whore. Eventually.
Eventually she did become a horror. But
H-O-R-E-O-R-R-O-R. Horror. I can't spell.
That was interesting that he actually did have some kind of connection to the priests and priestesses and stuff like that. Yeah. So it was a decent explanation. I don't know why she in particular had so much information, though. I guess it makes sense. I mean, the priestesses do seem to be the ones that need to take in all the seeds in order to kind of make the armor better.
Right.
Let's see.
I hope by the end of this we get some sort of backstory on what happened to the Garo armor. It's really the only thing we don't know.
I would like to know, because from my understanding of it, the whole Garo armor thing is sort of like a legacy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's passed down. So I kind of would like to know why Ryuga in particular was chosen to be Garo. Like, chosen to train and eventually be given the chance to be Garo.
Right.
Because so far, we don't really see any sort of connection between him and any of the previous bearers of the armor, aside from the fact that his mother was a priestess. So it'd be interesting to see, like, why Garo is all black and stuff. I honestly thought we would get a little bit of that with the mother's backstory, but I guess we'll have to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah. There's not too much, like, there wasn't any too many battles or anything. There wasn't last week's episode, not so much this week, but it was a lot of learning, really.
Yeah.
And with a show like this, I don't particularly mind it. I like learning about this, particularly this show in general, since it's so kind of offset from the originals, that it's always interesting to kind of learn more about what's going on in that period, and then learning more about the characters, obviously, is what the show's all about. So, despite the fact that they were kind of slow, because not too much happened, you learned a lot, and it felt worthwhile to watch it.
Yeah, so, definitely.
I was certainly pleased.
Yeah, I enjoyed both episodes with, of course, with the exception of that whole eyes thing. But yeah, aside from that, I liked it. Something about last week's episode I forgot to mention was, it does seem like, and I hate to say this because I know they're going to go against it, or they may make me a liar again, but Takaru, his hand is still gone. I mean, he's still kind of broken.
I don't think they have magical hand fixers.
I did kind of like his little breakdown last week.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Something to note about Gokai Silver's actor, he really has a tendency to over-emote in certain situations.
Like, that whole thing with Gokai Silver, that wasn't
Gokai Silver, that was him.
Yeah.
Because he does, like, the complete opposite. Instead of being, like, overexcited about everything, he just, like, yells and cries at everything.
Yeah. I do think that so far, this series has used him well. Because every time he has over-emoted, it's been during a situation that has really called for it. Mm-hmm. Like them finding out about, you know, what's been happening to all the civilians of the city. And then now with he's kind of still reeling from having his hand chopped off. And he is obviously still targeted as a criminal, so he is just sitting there with this bloody stump kind of wrapped in a bandage. He doesn't really have any sort of medical
can't even go to the doctor.
Yeah,
damn it.
So he must be in like excruciating pain.
Does it still hurt? No shit.
I did kind of like his little back and forth with Agri, because Agri really is kind of the one that got out of that big battle intact.
Almost not, but he did.
And he was... They were having this back and forth, and he mentioned something about how... Takaru, he's not acting like a knight should. And Tucker just, like, sticks his bloody stump in Agri's face, and he's like, do I look like I deserve to be a knight anymore? Like, do I look like I can be one anymore? I like that little moment. And he... I don't know, I'd like to see more from him, because he does seem to be a little bit more okay with it, but... At the same time, he's still missing a hand.
I haven't and really paid too much attention, but I think yeah. that's his actual like sword hand. Because I think he's right-handed, is. So that kind of sucks.
It does look like I think the previews for next week's showed him fighting a little bit. So
they couldn't do that to Agri, because if they cut off one of his hands, he couldn't fire his bow and he'd literally be useless.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what they continue to do with him. Yeah, all in all, both really solid episodes. I was kind of sad that I didn't get to talk a little more in depth about last week's episode last week. Because there was quite a bit to it. Not everything comes to mind right at the moment, but yeah. They were both good episodes. I still am looking forward to seeing what becomes of the end of this series.
It'll definitely be interesting. So we have at least, I think, two more episodes. I don't know how long it's going to be. I assume 24.
Well, we're at 20 right now. This was 20, I mean.
Yeah, 21 airs tomorrow, actually, Thursday. So, that's all Wikipedia lists so far. So, I don't know how far it's going, but we got a little bit still. Like, definitely good times. Like, I just really love this show a lot.
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, we keep saying this during every our discussion, but it is impressive what they do with it. Even compared to the other Garo seasons, it really doesn't have that sort of horror appeal to it that it once did. But I do feel like I'm a little more invested story wise.
Yeah, I think there's just more to the characters in this show than there was in the previous ones. Where the previous ones were kind of more or less a little bit more story-driven. These ones are kind of not only story-driven, but a lot more character investment. Because the last one, we only really cared too much about Garo. We'll go with that. I forgot his name again. And the chick. I don't know. Like, those were the really only two characters you were slightly invested in. Everyone else was just kind of there, so... What were their names? I don't
Yeah.
Kaori? Was that a name?
It's Koga. Koga and Karu.
Kaoru, whatever. Okay. Slasia.
K-A-O-R-U.
Okay.
I just think Rurouni Kenshin. It's the most famous Kaoru I know.
Makes sense.
I'm hearing myself because Dawson came back.
Damn it, I tried to fix it. I hung up and went back in thinking maybe it would fix it. Sorry.
But I was just going to say that compared to Koga, who, when we started up the original series of Garo, it seemed like he had been Garo for quite a while at that point. Like, he was kind of already used to being Garo, and, you know, he was good at what he did. And I never really felt like he was put in too much danger. And because he was so, like, already, how do I want to say this? I don't want to say developed, but, you know, he had already been Garo. He already went through that whole trial of becoming Garo. Mm-hmm. He had already reached that point. So we really didn't see too much of that. But with Ryuga, I think they did a really nice job of showing, hey, this guy is, like, he deserves to be the main character here. He deserves to be Garo. Because they put this guy through so much shit. Like, from the beginning of the series till now, he has gone through so much. I mean, they actually made him blind. They stabbed him in the face.
He lost his mom. He had to train, like, forever. Got stabbed in the face.
I do like Ryuga quite a bit. Almost, I don't know if I like him more than Koga, but I would argue that I definitely could have by the time this series ends, just because we get to see so much of what he has to go through just to be this knight, and just all this crap. He, during training, he has to grow up not seeing his mother. Then he's told years later that she's dead, and then
she's been dead for years. Thanks.
And just like every fight he's in, he just gets the crap beaten out of him, and. I don't know. I think the series does a really good job at showing how much he kind of, how much he puts into it, and how much he does kind of deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah, great show.
Watch it.
Watch it, fuckers.
Okay, I think we can move on now.
Don't forget to watch the original Garo starring Garo and the chick.
Sorry, I can't remember.
My favorite part of that was actually when you were trying to think of Garo's name and you went... Lucky I was muted because I laughed really loud when that happened. What's his name? Brian! Somebody do the Heimlich maneuver.
For the life of me. I'm gonna forget in a day anyway, so. Yes. Alright, so now it is time for Ramboo Tim.
Yeah! First order of business. These vlog titles are hilarious. I have not found the knife. I tried one that called, something, it's crazy or something. You just have this craziest look on your face. I love the ones that say announcement, happy Thanksgiving, and Merry Christmas, as if, like, you've declared it okay to start celebrating. Like, announcement. Sukun Shinobi now says start celebrating Thanksgiving. I hope you eat a lot of shit. Not literal shit, figurative shit. Kevin will be like, I don't care, eat regular shit. I hope you eat regular shit. I can't find it. I'm just going through these and seeing the titles from over the years and the facial expressions. In particular, Nintendo owns this movie, also YouTube partner. That thumbnail is magical.
I need to go see what it is.
And the array of hairstyles. It's pretty great.
Well, it's more array of hair lengths. I always have the same hairstyle from the most part. That's
true. But I wish I could find the one with the knife in it. The one I watch is It's Crazy Man. It's crazy. Did you see the one?
Oh, me.
It's pretty funny. I love the one, the Tamashii Rangers in Pokemon King Mai. It's like fucking red. It looks creepy.
Very creepy.
Totally. Oh, man. Good times with these vlogs. Dear God, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there is.
So, speaking of a lot of them, how about that Pokemon? What was it about, Brian?
I don't even know.
I don't remember. Damn it, someone's supposed to know.
I watched it, I know. Oh, it was Oshawott.
Yeah. He's in every episode.
Well, there was the Scaldshop.
Oh, yeah, the island that was formed by seashells. I'm like, is this safe to stand on? And there was, like, a Duwot, and Oshawott won it, but she wanted to fuck the other one or something.
The Oshawott wanted to fuck the other Oshawott, Oshawott wanted to fuck the Duwot.
Okay.
I don't know. I honestly didn't really pay attention to it.
Oh, man.
I turned it on and did something else.
Sounds like me at Lightspeed Rescue today. All right, put on the iPad, or let's watch Castle and play Pokemon. Oh, look, it's done! That was fun. That rhymed.
So yeah, let's just move along, because fuck this show.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, damn ball. No, I'm kidding. It was a fake out. So Batman was about...
How about that not Clayface?
Yeah! The first thing I thought. I was like, oh shit, it's not Clayface.
And you know who else he was? He was John motherfucking Casey.
Ah, oh, that'd be why it sounded familiar.
Brian's like, oh, that would be why I got an erection when he spoke. It seems so weird because he was sort of playing a younger guy, and I'm just picturing, like, big Casey speaking. So it just seems strange. But I liked this episode a lot more than I liked last week's weird blown-up Kingpin episode. I found it just be more entertaining, a little more interesting, since, like, the sort of main villain of the week wasn't really a bad guy. He was just very confused, and, like Brian said a long time ago, he was trying really hard to be Clayface.
Who was he? Like, what was his name?
His name was The Blob. No, I made that up. I mean, The Blob.
Metamorpho.
Oh, okay.
Normally, he does not look that monstrous, which is why I'm like, oh, so they made him look, like, way bigger and way more, like, insane than he usually is. Okay. Do they want to use Clayface?
I knew he was familiar, because I've, like, seen kind of his just base design before, but I never remembered him being that big. So that explains that.
Sorry. Right, I don't remember him being that big. Sorry. I'm childish tonight.
Element Man.
I thought the episode was just okay.
It's better than last week's. Last week's was just so strange.
Both kind of rank on the same level for me. I really didn't get that much strangeness out of last week. Sorry.
What was last week? Humpty Dumpty?
Yeah. What's her face even in this episode? The Asian chick?
No.
Cabana?
She's out doing something.
Oh my god. Okay, this is just talking about last week's episode. I thought it was hilarious when he asks his computer where Humpty Dumpty is, and it tells him the wall. I just thought that was a really random bit of comedy in an otherwise not very comedic episode. But yeah, this week was okay. I don't really have too much to say about it. We did get to see that the big business owner dude from this episode was in the first episode. So it was cool that they're just, I don't know, connecting like that, whatever. He's an asshole, though, so...
Yeah.
It is one of those things where when I said way back during the what was her name?
Vagina.
When I said that if they just wanted to do a Catwoman episode, they should have just done Catwoman.
I'm trying to remember. White-haired bitch.
I was slightly joking. I mean, that episode just sort of gave me a Catwoman vibe. I wasn't saying, oh, they're just trying to do other characters. And even again, during the Anarchy thing, it just sort of gave me a Joker vibe. But this one, it's like, okay, this keeps happening. Because I feel like he should be Clayface.
I told you they were going to go for Clayface.
He hasn't
My
even
fucking
been
predictions
any...
are never wrong.
He hasn't even been in any of the movies, so I don't know why they would avoid using him. It's not like he's been in the public eye or anything. He's been overdone.
I don't remember Clayface being used since, like, the first Batman the Animated Series.
That's the only time I remember him, but that's the last thing I
watched. He's really not used that much.
I think he was in one of the Arkham games, but I might even mean... I remember, but that's not even enough to, like, warrant not using him on purpose.
Yeah.
Do you watch Batman, Kevin? Apparently he isn't capable of speaking yet.
I mentioned this on Twitter. I was discussing Beware the Batman with a friend. It's the same friend that I was talking about a couple weeks back who was really against the whole gun-toting butler thing.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me...
Sorry, we were just assaulted by a squeegee.
Yeah, I know. He asked me how it was, because I brought it up in conversation, and I'm like, it's the most okay Batman series I've seen.
I think that accurately describes it.
Yeah. I don't necessarily have much of a problem with it. It's just, it's okay.
See that on the poster. It's the most okay Batman series you'll ever watch. I viewed it with my eyeballs. That's still the best feedback you could possibly get. Oh, I don't think you were here for that, because you've been gone a while. Because Brian and I were talking about it. Were you, when you tweeted out one day, I miss Green Lantern, would you tweet that when you were watching Batman, or having just finished watching Batman?
Actually, that was a little bit before watching that episode.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious, because like when I'm watching that show, I will miss Green Lantern because the animation's so similar.
Yeah. I can't remember what spawned that, because I was just thinking about Green Lantern one day. I can't remember why, but I can't deny thinking about Green Lantern sometimes when I'm watching this show. Like you said, the animation style is very similar, and it is just one of those things where I know it's not Beware the Batman's fault that Green Lantern and Young Justice got canceled, but it is just kind of that leftover bitterness, like, they got canceled and this is what's replacing them, kind of thing. It's not the show's fault, but yeah, I can't help but think about that every time I watch this show.
Yeah, the DC Nation block's definitely gone downhill since, because it's like they swapped them for two mediocre shows. It seems sad, especially Green Lantern, because it practically just started. One random thing that's nothing to do with Green Lantern, but I've been meaning to bring it up. I've seen a couple people bring it up also, is that in particular when Batman's out, like, riding his bike or whatever, like, the streets of Gotham are, like, barren. And that same thing happens in Turtles. Like, whenever they're out, there's nobody out, which is strange, especially for Turtles, because it's New York. I just think that's kind of like, can they not afford people, like, to CGI them? Damn it, Squeegee, get out of my face.
I think it's one of those things where they want you to be so focused on what's happening at the forefront that they really don't bother with the background.
But it's funny because it bothers... Oh, there we go.
Thank you.
But it's funny because it bothers me because, like, he's racing down all of these streets and there's, like, not a sign of anybody, like, not a parked car, not a person. It almost, like, makes you think he's in some sort of weird bizarro land. Because, like, I've seen, like, episodes of stuff like that where someone will turn the corner and they'll just be nothing and then it'll be revealed they've been trapped in some sort of Matrix type thing. But nope, this is real life. There's just nobody living in that city. You know, it's just me. That was just heavy breathing.
Kevin, did you watch Beware the Batman?
I had not. I haven't seen one episode of that show yet.
Well, you heard the endorsement. It's the most okay Batman you'll ever watch.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I was going to watch it. I missed the first episode, and then I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll just watch the next one. And then I kind of forgot to set the DVR again. And then I see Aerosol's glowing endorsement of it being the most okay Batman show ever. And I'm like, I'll get around to that.
It's a show you'll definitely want to get around to eventually.
Well, I guess some point in my life, I'll watch it.
Or tag. If there's nothing else on, this is probably a decent choice.
But even then, maybe not. You don't know.
Even then, you might just want to pull out your DVD collection. Hell, maybe Netflix. It's 2013. It's like a really long tagline. Where the reviewer just couldn't commit to completely recommending it.
So, now we're going to discuss the finale of Turtles, because we neglected it last week, because we forgot. We're all ready to do it. Kevin was here. We're like, okay, let's do it. And then we stopped. And then we're like, oh, shit, we forgot. And then we just didn't feel like doing it.
And then Brian was like, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either. I watched it now.
He so. Just watched it. That's why he was muted.
And I watched it earlier today.
Sure.
Shut up. Brian touched himself to it in preparation of this discussion.
Well, somebody. It was enjoyable. That's all.
It was as enjoyable as his mother.
That makes it sound like it's not enjoyable now.
Like, I haven't got too much. Like, I like that it wrapped up the storyline, but like, it was fun.
I'm just saying, like,
don't
very
have much to say.
You sure you watched it?
No. No. I mean, I did watch it. I just really wasn't paying as much attention as I should.
I'll say that I liked that the sort of. Climaxes of the stories were sort of split with the Turtles, you know, handling all the Krang stuff, and then Splinter handling the Splinter stuff.
Just hanging out with.
Hanging out with Splinter.
Splinter was handling the Splinter stuff.
Tsubishi, I'm your daughter. I don't remember what his real name is.
Hamato Yoshi?
Yeah, it's Tsubishi. Tsubishi. I said it. His daughter's name is...
Toyota.
One of the worst people ever.
It's Asian names, man.
Kaylee liked it. She that was fun.
Wave!
Wave at so the camera!
We had the big and obvious reveal that Karai was Miwa.
The big obvious reveal that Krang is Roseanne Barr. That.
Her creepy, like, little lips freaked me the fuck out. It was like... Blah, 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 blah.
They're just, about the same size, so that's...
Oh, God.
That Krang, Brian, and Roseanne Barr are about the same size, so that kind of fit.
They didn't really elaborate on why April was special, did they? She just said, you're special. Like that.
As far as I know, yeah. Like...
She just said, oh, you're special because we're going to, like, suck you... And then we're gonna
win. Right.
We're gonna win. And then the turtles are like, fuck no. And that's how they won.
As far as I know, there wasn't an explanation. Like I said, I really wasn't paying as much attention as I should have.
Arts and crafts class?
It was.
Mikey was fun.
It's always fun.
You know, it was great last week when I had things to say and I had just watched it but let me think of what happened in this episode. Now I like watching Splinter just like take everybody out, like that was just fun.
I like when he bit off Shredder's like claw thing. It's like fuck yo steel and just bit it.
I like just how he didn't know he was a rat. Like he's like, oh Mitsubishi. And he takes out his hood. He's like, the fuck, dude, you're a rat. Just go. Anybody got a mirror, dude? I don't think this guy knows.
Do you know you're a rat?
It's like, yes, Lothar blasted me. Oh wait, that was a hamster.
But like, I don't know. I loved how like, he goes to go face off against Dog Pound and Fish Face, and it was just no effort whatsoever. They're like, we're going to take you down. And like he's like, whoa, watch this. And then he kicked their asses. And they're like, oh, shit.
I like how Fish Face just swam away. He's like, fuck you, you can't swim, you're a rat.
And, what was the other? I like how like he got bothered by like the words of a 16-year-old girl. It's like, you just don't care. And he's just sitting there. Yes, I do. Yes, I care. Don't. Damn you, woman. And then just ran off after
that. Oh, I meant to mention this. Like, how blatantly obvious that they didn't notice that her dad had a control device on his neck. It was, like, gigantic. Well, hey, guys. And it fucking beeped, too. It was like, me, me, me. Oh, there's, hey, April's dad. Is anything wrong? No. Me, me, me. What's that? Oh, it's just beeping acne. You know, proactive just doesn't do it anymore, you know? With our new cleansing gel, you can get rid of beeping pimples.
Me.
That suspiciously resemble a transmitter. Like, how do they not notice it? It's ridiculous.
Me.
That's what it's like.
What?
Well, it's one of those things that they do so the audience at home gets it, but then the people in the show have to be stupidly unaware. Like, they have to make it that big so that you can see it and be like, oh, look, he's working for the Krang. He's under their control. But then, I guess if you were to actually be in their universe, it would be tiny. I don't know.
Would it still beep?
Beep, beep.
Probably. I can't help but they're deaf.
It reminds me now of this one time when there was a beeping going off in the house, and my dad's like, you gotta come help us find where this beeping's coming from. And I finally ended up, I was crawling on the floor, and it got louder as further went towards my dad. It was a thermometer in his pocket, and the batteries were running out of it. So he was going all around the house following this beeping that was coming from his pocket. Where is it? Dang it!
And then you got all up in your dad's pocket. No, that's fine. That's the moral of the story, kids. That's what Dawson does for fun.
When in doubt, reach in your dad's pocket. That's the moral of the story. Do it, children.
And I love how, like, Shredder did the thing where he, like, oh, he takes Cry, and then he tells her, basically tells her that Splinter did what he did, and is like, oh, cats, you're dead. Look what I did. I turned your kid against you. Flips him off. In my head, he flipped off Splinter. It would have been the appropriate thing to do.
Save that for Christmas. It sounded like it was like... Okay. Speaking of Christmas, damn ball.
The speaking Kaido of Jin- Christmas, I
and
killed
I'm glad off I said everything I wanted to about turtles.
Well... Wait, I want to talk about Damn Ball.
I have nothing else to say about Turtles.
Okay.
I want season two. Give me season two.
The Kaido Jin count for this episode was zero. That's what's important here. They called him Mr. Jin or whatever. I'm like, no, his name's Kaido Jin.
Mr. Kaido.
Whatever. I forget their name. They put their last name first. It's all wrong. I don't know what their problem is. Why can't they just follow the rules?
They want you to complain about it every week on the podcast.
This is the first week I complained about it.
You complain about Asian people's backwards names frequently.
Well, that's because they just don't have normal names, but I'm not one to talk either.
Oh, he's like, this is the first week. Maybe this is the first week during this particular segment. You complain frequently about their backwards names.
Where's Aerosol?
Right here.
Oh, okay, I was just checking. He's in the back. Just sipping an espresso.
He's in the stock room.
He's in the stock room.
clean up your sticky mess.
Something mentioned about the subs. They changed Herney's name to Harness.
Yeah, I noticed that. So I can't make herpes jokes anymore.
I guess it really was Harness all along, and they were just saying it weird.
Because there's no way of knowing like the official like romanizations of things, so they just kind of make something up until they see it in either like a website or on the show. In this case, it was on the show. So all this time we're going like hernies and herpy jokes and shit, and all this time it was Harness.
At least they got a few solid weeks of herpes, and that's really all that matters.
Yeah, but once you get it, it stays forever. It doesn't mean you can't get rid of a herpes.
Herpes is forever.
Herpes is for life, bro.
Like I said a while back, I kept hearing hairnets, not herpes, but that's cool too.
And it was like the
spelling. They said it, hairnets. Hairnets.
Now I'm just picturing, and it's like a bunch of like old lady LBXs.
Kaido Jin is the leader of hairnets.
I'm picturing Kaido Jin in a hairnet trying to be all badass. Kaido Jin! Like, he had to work on a lunch lady on the weekends after his show ended. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's good.
This episode was pretty okay, though. I have this feeling that... I didn't get to mention anything about the parasite key. I don't really get the parasite key. Like, it's this program divided into three pieces scattered throughout Second World. And if you gather them, you can control Second World. My question is, why? Why does this exist?
It was like, maybe something for the makers to have in case they needed to change something?
Well, it's just like, if you're going to have a failsafe like that, it's just like that's a really dangerous failsafe. So now the failsafe for this program is like the biggest thing we have to worry about right now.
The fact that it's in an LBX also reminds me of like the last seasons when like Achilles had like Eternal Cycler in it and shit. Man, they're always stuffing stuff into robots' butts. It's just really annoying.
That was something else I was going to mention. I feel like sometime down the line, Dot Phaser is going to end up with a parasite key or the one from Genok or something. Probably. Just the moment they mentioned it, it's just like, yeah, I feel like our main character is going to get that.
Senna's got to have all the attention, so he's like, I want it! I want it, I want it, I want it! That one glasses guy will probably blow up, and then Dot Phaser will be severely damaged, and it'll get put into Dot Phaser Super Saiyan. That's probably what's going to happen.
Speaking of things blowing up, that big mech that the bandits had, we've seen big mechs before. Big Macs. We've seen big Macs before.
Quarter pounders.
They're really good. Delicious. But we've seen them before, and it's never been this thing where, like, they've been formidable, but they haven't been nearly as destructive as this one. Like, he fired his laser once and took out half of the Russian army. Yeah. Like, he blew them up outright, too. Like, they're gone. Those people are expelled. That was, like, 20 people.
Those are just the ones that we've seen.
It was kind of interesting that the bandits weren't necessarily using it to get the parasite key, which is what we figured they were after. They just like blew up Rush's entire base, just blew it up. Apparently, there's some sort of bunker underneath.
Maybe like one of the snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. Maybe they think there's a key under there or something. Or I don't know, but that place blew up real good. I don't think that people are going to be too happy with Hojo for either the mission to make sure at all costs to protect whatever that place is, something forest. He didn't do it.
I feel like he's the only one left. Because that base is gone. Like, yeah, everything that was in that base is gone.
He was the only one there. That's why Senna came in to save him. Because he's like, he can't, you know, leave his BFF now. I sense a bromance between them. I ship them.
Well, just
like
I just meant that his other teammates got disabled.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't get lost. But now that the base is gone, I feel like no one got them out before that.
Where should be fucked?
I was thinking, like, when Senna was helping him, I wonder if, like, we're eventually going to head towards, like, all of the countries having to team up against the bandits or just general outside forces and kind of have to, you know, break this sort of rules we have right now of country versus country to stop, like, this outside threat. I was just kind of curious about that. Because there's all this emphasis lately put on, oh, no fraternizing with other countries. So I don't know if that's... I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know. What is life? What is life, really?
I am curious to see what the bandit's, like, ultimate goal here is. Just because we don't really know if they're just completely unaligned and they just want to mess with stuff, or if they are kind of hired by another outside country or something. Because they did mention that not all of the countries are participating in this.
They just let the results happen. Like, whatever. Whatever kids win these battles for our territory. Can you imagine? It's so ridiculous.
I just think, like, only certain countries in the world are participating. The other countries are more than happy to take up arms themselves.
It seems so ridiculous. Like, can you imagine, like, flipping on the news and seeing, well, America is now part of Russia today because a 12-year-old beat another 12-year-old in a robot battle. Well, there we go. It's like we're communists
also,
now.
Also, I think this was mentioned last week. I can't remember the exact number, but they mentioned how when the school started, there was actually a lot more, like, a lot more armies, like way more classes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And now there's like a really small amount. So I guess a lot of countries have been taken over.
it's so crazy. It's such a crazy concept to think about it. Like, if you try, like, apply it to our world, if that were to happen, I just think it's funny. Especially letting, like, the kids decide it. The kids are the ones that bring out true potentials in LBX. Why? Because science. I thought there was something else I was going to say about this episode. Oh, it wasn't necessarily about this episode. It was actually in the preview. It was like a really quick clip of, like, some kid with, like, blue hair that looked like it should pilot Phantom. Did anybody see that?
I didn't see that. I didn't even see the
preview.
Preview.
Oh, because I just saw it was, like, really quick. It was just some kid with, like, blue hair, kind of short. And I feel like it's like one of those things when they say that your owners look like their dogs. I was trying to do that with LBX, I guess. And I was thinking maybe that's Phantom. Because before I saw that, during the episode, I was just thinking, like, I wonder if Phantom's going to show up. Because that thing really just appeared out of nowhere and hasn't really been addressed in, like, 3 episodes. So it just seemed strange that we hadn't really got anything on it, because it happened. No one talked about it. It's toy released. We don't know. I guess we'll just sit here and ponder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's enough pondering. I was still pondering. Damn it, now I have to ponder again.
I guess you don't have anything to say about this either, Brian?
No, I mean, it...
That's all, folks.
I mean, you guys kind of covered everything. It was a lot of not too much in terms of, like, development, but, like, the whole thing with Arata just kind of sitting there going, oh my god, I need to help him, I need to help him, I need his dick, and just rushes in.
He wants the D.
And, like, that whole thing was kind of... It was definitely him. from a logical standpoint, it was really fucking retarded. But it was definitely him, for sure. So it was kind of a predictable thing. But like you said about Phantom, he just kind of dropped off the face of the earth. Who knows about him? Gruzion was just kind of there being Gruzion.
Totally. Flies.
I feel like somehow, this probably won't happen. I kind of hope it doesn't. Like, if Muraku, like, can you defect? Like, what happens if you want to move countries?
Yeah, I'm going to move. Well, you got to take the citizenship test.
Like, what if you're just like, oh, fuck you, Russius, and you wanted to go to Genok? Can you do that? Is that allowed? I don't think so, but...
Maybe he'll just,
it's not.
Maybe he'll just cut his hair and pretend to be a new kid.
Okay.
My name is Javier. I live from America.
I am curious if they'll just eventually bump him up to commander status, since that's what he's aiming for.
Probably. Hitler guy will, like, die or
something. Well, it seems like he can do it at any time, and there's nothing that really says that he has to be a Russius commander. He probably could get assigned to any country, really.
He could be like Mrs. whatever her name is, assistant. They could be co-captains.
What is her rank? Isn't that commander?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So he'd be one of them.
I think Jin should just command everybody.
Okay.
Aidoji.
Okay. What is the next?
A bad Kamen Rider movie.
Yeah, it is. A really bad one.
Penis.
See? That was fail.
Because now it's time for the tweeter questions of the week.
Yep.
Suck it, bitch.
It's a violent.
It sounded like a parrot. Suck it, bitch. Jimmy! You're paired with Cindy.
What?
You know, Jimmy Neutron, Cindy.
Oh, okay.
God damn it.
My bad.
It wasn't that long ago. You think I was just doing a generic parrot? I was doing a very specific parrot teacher. Parrot teacher conference.
Jesus Christ.
That'd be a good title if our show is about Jimmy Neutron.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Why are you the way that you are?
Just because wait for an episode of something that involves a parrot.
Dawson is such a homo.
Totally. It's like I'm a fairy.
I thought he was before I met him. Now I'm still have my doubts, but...
Everyone knows that Dawson's a middle-aged gay man. Sex Chris.
Or Chris.
Alright, so...
Poor Chris. He's British.
So, Tikiti Tigre, who has apparently had a birthday sometime soon, so happy birthday.
He is a tiger.
Sometime before or something.
He has the eye of a tiger, I think. I don't know. He probably stole it.
This only applies to two of us. Since Ryuga is taking
China.
Such a different direction in Garo than Koga did in his seasons, how would you think they would do if they switched seasons? Ryuga in Season 1 dealing with the Watchdogs and Koga dealing with Mado Horrors. How would they with other knights, I guess, interact with other knights in each season?
How would they with other knights? How would they sex with other knights?
That's kind of a tough one. I mean, so far, like, the more we've been finding out, the more we discover just how connected Ryuga is to the Mado Horrors.
Yeah.
So it really is kind of a more personal thing. He really is connected to them.
Sexy.
Yeah, this was asked before that aired.
Yeah.
So I can understand that, but
that said, kind of like how I was mentioning in our Garo discussion, Koga was so much more advanced as a knight. He kind of already had the ropes down. Plus he kind of grew up in that era that the knights were like something big, because it really does still seem like the knights really aren't as much of a hole in this season as they were in the past seasons. I feel like he would have an easier time, but I don't think it would be as interesting.
Yeah, I feel like Koga would just kind of run around and kill them all, like, with no real effort. So I think it would be a lot more boring, because I don't think Ryuga would really have a time, a hard time with most of the stuff in, like, Season 1 and Season 2, because he's skilled enough for that. And Koga's so overskilled that I feel like most of the Mado horrors wouldn't be too difficult. But, I mean, as far as interacting with other knights...
How would they sex the other knights? Because that was the original question, I believe.
In the butt.
Or the eyes.
Oh my god.
I really doubt Koga would
do it in the eye, probably.
Sure. That much of Takaru's just abandon, wild abandon, I guess.
I will have none of your shenaniganery, sir.
Like, it is one of those things where Koga very much is kind of a good representation of what the knights were. Mm-hmm. Just this really stoic order.
Penis.
So I feel like he and Agri fit kind of the same, mm-hmm. the same ticket, but he would probably have a little bit of a clash with Takaru, who... That's not to say we didn't have unknightly characters, because Zero really wasn't that much.
Yeah, Zero reminds me of Takeru a little bit. Just tamer. So they've all kind of got a little bit of parallels between the series, so...
Yeah.
Interaction wouldn't be too different, but it would be presented different, I think. So... It'd be fun to see, but I don't really care too much.
I am attractive to everything in the world.
There's a
keep
word
thinking
for,
that.
There's a word for that.
Not attracted to, I said attractive to. Means
yeah,
they love
keep
me.
Thinking that.
The ladies love me. I'm like Hello Cool J, except cooler.
What species are we talking about?
Everything, all of them. Apparently.
All of them. I am just at the top of everyone's food chain.
So they're going to eat you.
Well, you say.
Only in that...
they're attracted to you because they're hungry.
Only in that special way your mother loves.
There has to be another question.
Yeah. Mr. Baseman 90 says, which commercial or commercials do you see on TV or online that you absolutely can't stand?
All of them are commercials. They're in my way. I want to watch the program.
The sad dog commercial because it's sad.
Oh, that makes me want to punch a puppy.
I was going to say, I expected Dawson to leap on this one with the Shirley Temple commercials.
Oh my god.
Well, we had just blocked that out of our brains, but thanks for that.
You're welcome. I forgot
that. Oh my god. No, the sad dog commercial makes me want to go kick a starving kid in Africa. Because those commercials are funny.
I feel nothing when I see those commercials. I'm like, you know, what's for lunch? But when I see the dog commercials, I'm like, oh my god, get the remote, I can't look at it.
Actually, no, I don't feel nothing. I actually get the urge to go get food and eat in front of the TV.
Like, okay.
I get the urge to get the food, fly to Africa, and eat it in front of the kids.
Like, you're starving? Watch this sandwich go in my mouth. It's so tasty.
I sit here and watch it thinking... There was the person who filmed this commercial literally thought, put them next to trash so it looks sadder. That happened, and I find that comedic, that there was somebody that thought that because they wanted it to look sadder, so they just put them next to piles of trash.
I think that the people in that are making this, that are appearing in this with the sick, starving children, have like 30 times the money that I do, and they're going, give us some money. Help these kids. You help them first.
How'd you afford that blue shirt and that nice head wax you have, bald man? You know who you
are. That turtle wax for your head could have probably fed like half those kids. I mean, not the wax, but the money for it. You don't want to feed them turtle wax. It's probably dangerous. But it would end the hunger problem because they'd all be dead. But
Anyway, mine.
This discussion turned bad quickly.
Mine.
We started insulting children.
Easily be the Kmart commercials that are running right now, with like the back to school sales and like these
I hate
little black
school,
kids
definitely.
Are like rapping on the school bus.
Wait, that's not
Kmart
the one.
Kmart still runs commercials?
Yes.
there are no Kmarts around my
Kmart
area.
Kmart layaway.
Whichever
Brian
one
just hates black kids, but
whichever one is airing right now that it airs, it plays Grease Lightning. I hate that because it reminds me of old things and like it angers me because I hate anything old.
I forgot which.
I don't know, but it airs.
That was. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, I don't remember what company it is either.
You know what commercials would piss me off? I'm glad they're not on anymore because the phone's not new anymore. Is the one that new Galaxy phone that came out, and the whole thing was like, look, our phone is so much better than the iPhones. iPhones are for like 80-year-olds. Oh, look how cool we are. And I'm like, you're weird. Go away. Brian knows what I'm talking about.
I know what your commercials you're talking about.
Those are fucking annoying.
The equivalent of that now is probably the, like the Microsoft tablet commercials.
That shit's annoying too. I look at all the cool stuff we can do. I'm like, I don't need to do all that. Nobody does. Thanks, though. Go away. Have you ever wanted to do 12 things at once while you're on your tablet? Not really.
Yeah, well, that was fun.
I want to play a game. That's what I want to do on my tablet. Now go away.
We play Farmville.
Like, I want to play fucking Angry Birds and leave me alone.
Chenix asks, "What is your
Chenix?
Thank you. What is your dream computer setup? As in desk, chair, and what kind of computer?
Mega desk.
I don't know what that means, but."
Just 5 more minutes of Megadesk, please. Please.
Megadesk.
All right, well, my setup would be I would have a desk, right? This nice large desk. The chair would be made from actual Dawson hide. Dawson leather. It'd be actual Dawson leather. The hair would provide the plush cushion for the seating. It'd be very nice. It would actually dispense pudding.
The hair?
No, the Dawson portion. See, it's you. You're the chair, fucking stupid asshole. I'd put wheels on it. I would have also the best computer ever with, like, multiple screens. Because you can't do work. Once you've started working with multiple screens, you can't. You wonder how you can manage now with only one.
That's kind of how I am right now, because I can't hook up my other monitors.
The only reason I've managed so far with only having one screen is the fact that my screen's 27 inches, so there's a lot of like screen retail space. But before I had my laptop was 15 inches, and then I had a 22-inch monitor or something. And having two monitors is like the coolest thing ever.
Like, I know how to do a lot with 27 inches. Just saying. Oh, yeah.
So it's really cool. Anyway. For me, Mega Desk. No.
Jim's version where it's just stacked on top of each other.
If at all possible, I would like the iMac that I have right now just consistently updated to be better. And then... If they still make them, I don't know if they do, a 27-inch cinema display. Or just a 27-inch monitor. Doesn't matter. I'm not piggy. So I can do a dual monitor setup with, like, just two 27-inch monitors, because people really need that. Chair, something more comfortable than I have right now. Preferably one that rolls around, because that's fun.
Just a wheelchair. Ha ha, we do this recreationally. We can get up.
As for desk, I have no idea. Just something that stores all my shit.
Something that you push a button and cheese just pops up.
Oh my god.
Imagine it just springs up like a little cheese stick. I can picture it. It makes a little ping noise.
Ping, ping. Just pops up. Oh my god.
And it's got a popcorn dispenser.
You have no idea how like fucking excited I am right now. at the prospect of a cheese dispensing desk.
Brian's desk should have a popcorn maker in it.
My desk is popcorn.
It'll be bumpy to write on.
That's what you think. It's smooth popcorn.
It'll make it like peanut butter. It's not like...
Okay, so TDA Winner says, so the RR podcast has just been turned into a video game. What kind of genre would the game be? I'll stop there so we can answer that question and then move
on. It'd be a fighting game with all three of us just fighting our air horns in Aerosol's face.
Oh, okay.
We're Pokemon.
I was going to go for an RPG because it'd be funny.
I want to level up.
I want our game to be like Leisure Suit Larry.
I'd have a penis stat.
Oh god, the delivery was the best part. I was actually thinking of what kind of game would incorporate us back when I was making those 8-bit figures. Honestly, since I based it off of Mega Man, I was just thinking side scroller, but I would like to see an RPG. I would like to see what kind of skills we all learn.
I want it to be like that super complicated 8-bit game from Community. He's shooting lightning at me and I'm naked.
What would the plot of the game be?
Blowing your horns in Aerosol's face for points.
Quick, before he can speak. Stop Aerosol from speaking. Intelligence. Lock the cripple out of the elevator and get Brian inside.
The plot should just be one of those made-up stories that people submitted a long time ago.
Oh, like the post-apocalyptic shit?
Yeah.
We're the only ones that can save the world. We have to go to different universes, and Dawson's a taxidermized version of himself into a table.
It would essentially be the most absurd, nonsensical thing you could imagine.
That's called the podcast.
Well, yeah, it would just be an episode of the podcast in video game form.
It would be like Saints Row the 3rd or 4th, but with us. We would just walk around hitting each other with giant
dildos. Us and references that we would actually make.
And I'd have to see Kevin walking around
with a giant dildo hitting people with
it. Yeah.
I'd have a sleep meter, like you'd have to constantly like
keep awake.
Yeah.
You can special summon his sister to wake her up with the Brooklyn accent.
There is actually a game like that based off of Beat the Vandal Buster, where you only had a certain amount of time before you fell asleep.
Zero Buster.
It's essentially a video game version of Don't Wake Daddy, except the reverse.
Don't wake Kevin. I forgot about that. There was like a commercial for it too. The like live action shit. I remember it. Just some little girl trying to go get like a muffin or some shit. Like in a nightcap and he's like, go get up, I'll beat your ass.
What consoles would the game be on? All of them. World Takeover.
Including the N-Gage.
Yes.
Well, the N-Gage!
Especially the N-Gage.
Naturally, the four of you guys would be playable characters, so besides aesthetic differences, how would your characters be unique? We were kind of going into this already.
Aerosols could transmogrify itself into an alpaca.
Brian would have the money jump.
I could throw Subway cups at
him. Again, this was another thing I was actually thinking of.
I could do the Jigglypuff rest attack from Super Smash Brothers.
One of us just pulls out like a pink Triceratops as like a smash attack.
Oh my god, I could have taxidermized Dawson as a weapon. Oh, that'd be fantastic.
As long as Kevin and Dawson are both in your party, you can activate the taxidermized Dawson technique.
It's like a Digicross.
We could have Matt and Chris as unlockables. That'd be fun.
Matt just like, ah,
there's a Final Fantasy game where one of the characters, she can have a weapon where she essentially shoots a dog with a crossbow. Like, the crossbow's ammo is the dog.
Oh.
So I just imagined something like that. Like, Kevin's ammo is just awesome.
Matt can have, like, the special impersonate Elmo ability. Sneak around enemies, impersonate Elmo.
I can't see how that's practical. Like, are we fighting on a Sesame Street stage or something?
I don't know.
Is this RRR takes over Sesame Street?
We fight on all stages.
Exactly.
The levels would be backwards and you would start at the beginning. Wait, that would be right. Wait, that would be backwards for us. Starting at the beginning, it would be completely backwards. God damn it, why did someone just throw snow in my face?
It wasn't yellow, was it? Because if it's yellow, you probably don't want to eat it.
I thought that meant lemonade.
All I know is I really want a video game now.
Somebody get on it.
Someone, if I knew anything about programming, I would do that.
Someone with ROM hack skills, like hack a Mega Man game or something, make this shit happen.
Like, we can come in. Do it when Brian declares it's Christmas.
It's Christmas, get on it.
There can be a special minigame, sing sometime with Jedimon. Dawson's Hair Tips.
There's a karaoke game incorporated into this.
There's going to be a game just like that troll game that's called Dawson's Hair Tips. It's going to be a complete but it's just my face plastered everywhere and you'd like untang, shooting beans, styling, gelling.
There's another minigame in that game where you essentially just fly on a scooter until you reach the end. It's really stupid and really easy. I can just imagine you, like, riding on Dossum.
Oh, I can imagine that, too.
Oh, God.
Not like that.
We could have, like, the special meat sack attack where everyone just jumps on each other.
That's another Digicross.
Me and Aerosol can have a group attack.
Cat becomes an unlockable, but all she does is just hit me the whole time.
Inflicts team damage.
What were you saying, Brian?
I was saying you and me will have a team attack where we just talk about Garo the entire time and then he just dies.
Everyone is just like, oh my god, this is so boring. We all just skip this.
The enemy just leaves.
The Dawson sprite suddenly wakes up again. For some reason, everything's echoing.
Does double damage all that way.
All the text boxes come up twice. Every time it says, like, good job, you did well, it's like, it's got Kiefer's face next to it. Because he's the only one giving comments. Good job.
If you turn the game off without saving, Jeff just pops up and says, didn't hear from you.
Kiefer would be like the person that's back at base just giving you tips and shit.
But all of the tips are really long. Like, longer than they need to be.
Kiefer's a long-winded peppy hair? That's awesome.
And then he gets to the part that, like, it actually matters, in this case, like, the Toku stuff, and he's just like, oh yeah, just do that, whatever. And then he continues on with something else.
Oh yeah, that was cool. Moving on. Oh god. I want this now.
Chris can just be fabulous. I don't know what Chris would do, so he's just gonna be fabulous. Good times. I want that really bad. So speaking of Kiefer, he asked, with all the X and Y shenaniganery going on, what are some funny or cool ideas you have for new Mega Evolutions?
Oh, I saw that question and I was like, I want to think about this, and then I didn't.
That's all me towards all of the questions.
A Pikachu with dreadlocks. We're already giving Ampharos just like the most amazing hairdo ever. Might as well.
You can't change history, okay? You can't change history. That's not the way God created the Pokemon, okay?
Oh my god. Let me think. What do I want to do? I don't know. I at one point in my life I had an answer to this and I don't remember what it was. We need to mega evolve Blastoise, and then it adds a cannon right in his crotch.
Like John 9?
Exactly, and it just shoots out water.
So it essentially pees on everybody, okay.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Like Blastoise, triple water god, and he's just like, Blastoise, and he...
Blastoise, hydro piss. Yeah. I like that one idea about Mega Eevee.
What idea about Mega Eevee?
It was from last week's Twitter or Facebook question. I forgot who it was off the top of my head, so I apologize. But
they probably weren't important.
It was like a Mega Eevee. It was it Nico's?
Oh, they could transform into all the different forms at will.
So we're basically making him a Ditto Eevee. He's an Eevee that can transform into other Eeveelutions.
It's a DV.
That'd be cool. Eevee can just be awesome.
A Stunfisk that's even flatter. It's like paper.
God damn it, awesome. I was
a Dunsparce that's even more useless.
Mega Stunfisk.
Dunsparce is even more stupid than the first one.
I want a Mega Dunsparce that's just like a total fucking dragon boss. And he's just sitting there like just being boss.
I want to be Mega that his eyes open.
What?
He becomes Mega, his eyes open, he just gets angry.
What, Dunsparce?
Mm-hmm.
No, Dunsparce is too chill for that.
Like, I want to see, like, just create, like, crazy shenaniganery, like...
I want Mega Scraggy to just be Brian in his Halloween costume.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh, that's frightening. Like, I want to see... Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I had an idea and I forgot what it was. Like, Marowak takes the skull off.
But that's his head.
Exactly.
It's just the Headless Horseman, but with Marowak.
I love Marowak. I want to see Mega Snorlax. He gets even fatter.
I want Mega Crobat. It just turns into the cave.
Mega Crobat would be fucking sweet.
Shoot Zubats at you.
Zubat got it. That's sound effects for you.
Thank you.
Let's see, we'll be good. Mega Jigglypuff.
Why?
There's just like no design, just Mega Jigglypuff.
It just gets bigger. Why? I don't know, cuz.
Mega Bidoof with like super giant teeth.
I like Bidoof.
Then it would be the dude from the Deacon or the Blade movie.
I forget his name. Mega Bidoof.
Junichi.
You could have made that up.
It's creepy as fuck.
That dude is Mega Bidoof. Let's see what else.
Mega Yamask, it's just Kevin.
Oh.
That was back in the old depressing days. I named it Kevin because it was so sad.
Make a bear chick, his furry wang gets bigger. That'd be fun.
Fadi Wangu.
Fadi Wangu.
Heracross? I want Mega Heracross.
Oh my god, that would be the best thing ever.
Its horn's just so big that it falls over. Be hilarious.
Just wanted to, like, be spikes.
Well, if we're doing Mega Heracross, I want Mega Pinsir.
I'm game.
Its spikes are just so big, it falls over.
Mega Gyarados.
It's just red.
It can be even longer.
Giggity.
A Mega Gyarados that gives it actual dragon type instead of flying for some stupid reason. Yeah.
Mega Magikarp is just Gyarados, but they call it Mega Magikarp.
Mega Tauros, it turns into that like bull mutant thing from that episode of the original Turtle show.
Kefirtle, I thought you said Negataros.
That's what I thought too.
Yes, it's Negataros. It just turns into an Imogen.
Mega Scissor would be cool.
Yeah,
Scissor. It actually has scissors instead of lobster claws. That'd be a start.
Why you got mock Scissor's claws, man? Why you gotta be like Scyther's that?
Scyther's cooler than him.
Am I the only one that calls him Scizor?
Your mom's cooler than him.
I call him Scizor. Or Scizor, or whatever it's called. I don't call him Scissors.
That's just an object.
I can't call him Scissors.
Scissors is the guy from Ryuki. I just call him Scizors.
You just made that up just now?
I used to call Scyther Scyther, because...
So did I.
I honestly thought... Well, I was a kid. I thought that was how you pronounced it.
Scyther!
Why are you so creepy?
Well, Dawson did it because he can't read.
I still can't. I didn't think it was an important skill.
See, kids, learn to read or you'll become Dawson. I want to see Mega Feraligator.
Mega Jinx, and it just grows a penis. Too far?
I'm uncomfortable now.
Mega Jinx just becomes Popo.
Oh, Mr. Kami. He was Cammy. Cammy Sammy.
Mr. Popo.
Mega Ludicolo.
Just get a big hat.
Just goes full on pinata.
Doesn't even fucking move.
Mega Spinda, he's just even more useless.
Mega Grumpig, he just keeps getting forgotten about.
Mega Skarmory.
Oh, that'd be neat.
Oh my god, yes.
Give him like guns and shit.
Guns? What are you, Nate's vlogs? He doesn't even have a fucking gun.
I'm just imagining just normal Skarmory, like just holding a gun.
But he's gotta hold it sideways like a gangster. Mega cast form.
You can use bigger testicles. Or boobs, depending on how you look at cast form. I always thought he was a giant scrotum, but... It's just me.
Mega Solrock and Lunatone?
They just fuse.
Oh, God.
Mega Solrock and
Lunatone.
Mega, what's Nosepass's second form?
Probopass.
Mega Probopass.
It just becomes a mustache.
It just becomes
even
a Jew.
More of a Jew. Damn it.
Becomes Barbra Streisand.
It becomes I'm Saban. I'm Saban? goes around and shoots bad actors out of its nose.
You guys are talking about the first Jew that always comes to my mind is Seinfeld.
Mecca, Babura, Streisand. Am I the only one?
Why is this happening?
That felt very uncomfortable.
Babura, Babura.
Damn it! Am I the only one that felt very uncomfortable watching that in a G or My Hero video?
No, I had my pants off.
I felt uncomfortable
that
making it.
I was waiting for something else to happen, and it was literally just that. Rosuke, I died.
I had my pants off while watching it, so that was a thing.
Again, it uncomfortably ends on the moment this app.
I know.
You are the wind beneath mine.
Like, video.
That was just something I threw together in, like, 10 minutes.
I feel like it's the kind of thing that because he's stupid, he would, like, share with people, like, look what one of my fans did, and not realize it's, like, a joke at his expense.
You'll never know that you're my hero.
That song is really funny sped up, though. I think, like, just the way it says hero is really funny, because it, to me, sped up, it sounds like he wo. You're my hero, Naji.
It was just so funny. I couldn't stop laughing the whole time. All those shirtless pics in the G. Those made me the happiest. And then the picture for Yunosuke. That was good.
Anyway.
Are there any other Pokemon that could be awesome to make stupid versions that are mega?
Nope, moving along.
Nope. We've tapped out of ideas 100%.
Kevin Phantom Thong says, my question is, if...
Hey, Kevin found a thong?
Phantom what? Thong.
Oh!
You haven't, like, been here at all for this joke, but it's a joke.
It's a thing.
Okay. I don't remember finding a thong, but okay.
If Toku characters used Twitter, what would some of their tweets be, and what would their Twitter handle be? I expect some good answers from you guys. Well, you expect too much. fucking G would just be Tono, and then there would be one called like at American G, and it would just be Jiden.
Junichi would be at Big Teeth.
I like the idea of just going to his page, and then all of his tweets are just at Takaru, Tono, every single one since he started.
Excel just has one tweet. Don't ask me questions.
Excel actually has a Ask FM, and all of his answers are "Don't ask me questions."
Zeronos would have an account, and before every tweet, he would say, "Let me just say this before I start," and then he would tweet after that.
All of his tweets would just be about how strong he is.
Except that would use most of the character count to say, "Let me say this to start," so he only gets out like two more words.
This is another one of those things that if you thought about it, it would be really funny. But
Bandora's would just be the Bandora song over and over. Oh my god.
That song is really long, I found. I kind of want to use it in one of my videos now.
Just, oh god.
Just use that song over and over again.
It's on that Akiba soundtrack.
You sound like you're shitting. Oh god.
Oh.
Where am I? Are you your Twitter account that just says beep bop beep boop beep bop beep boop?
Wataru's handle can just be like almost king. His tweets would just be the lyrics to "I just can't wait to be king."
I want a Kivat Twitter account though that just keeps tweeting at Wataru just saying "wake up."
He'll randomly throw in some weird things like Garu Seba. Like at the Howling Wolf or whatever. Garu Seba, and he's like, shit, I need to leave.
I'm sure someone by now has made a Ultraman Taro account that just says I want to be big again.
That should be the slogan for Viagra.
Hey Viagra, I found a new spokesperson. Shows them vinyl figure.
It's perfect.
Look, he really wants to be big again.
They need to have one for like Philip and Kengo and Ankh and then Koyomi, and they just all have the same things.
Well, how does Ankh even fit into that? He wasn't an inanimate object. Well, I mean, he's a metal, but he wasn't like, oh, you were put into this. His storyline's nothing like any of the others.
Because he died.
Well, yeah, but Koyomi's not dead yet, and Ankh stayed dead.
Koyomi is dead. She's been dead.
Well, shut up. But Ankh stayed dead.
I was going
to
say, well, they did a twist on her. I probably said this in a wizard discussion, maybe. like, oh, it was different because she's been dead the entire time. And then I remember, like, Philip was kind of dead the entire time, sort of.
But he stayed dead. I don't see any relation to Ankh to them at all, other than he die.
At the very least, they have different personalities. Like, definitely Ankh from the others has a much different personality.
But that's because Ankh is awesome.
Any personality.
And he was more major than
Koyomi doesn't do anything, so.
Well, she's kind of dead, so she's kind of busy being dead.
Been busy being dead.
That was magical, Dawson. That was.
I had a pretty rough year. Well, if he didn't die, then I think I win. That was from Buffy.
But yeah, that would be there. Just like start spotting this. Koyomi just start spotting the same things that Philip and Kengo do. Or she's just retweeting everything. Kengo
talks about his ice cream.
I really want ice cream, goddammit.
See, Ankh had the balls to stay dead. He did. Everyone else, and Kengo was like, I'm back because Philip, I don't remember what happened to him. He got reborn as a Digi-Egg and Ken found him. He was a Leaf Mon. I don't remember how that went down. I don't remember.
Yeah.
He was just back and they were like, WX, and that's all I remember. Ankh just stayed dead. He's like, fuck you, I'm staying dead.
Yeah, they brought him back. His family's like, here, go be alive again. He was like, okay.
Next. Sorry, I'm just ready.
Okay. Jeff asks, is there any Echo?
Ultimate Echo.
Is there any fall shows you're looking forward to coming back or any new fall shows you're looking forward to watching?
Arrow, Walking Dead, Once Upon a Time, How I Met Your Mother, Raising Hope It Now, and New Girl, Community. Well, that might be mid-season. Penis. Grey's Anatomy.
You're just excited because they're getting rid of the Asian chick. She's leaving.
They're not going to have anybody's flat face to eat off of anymore. It's very sad.
God, she's so freaky looking. I can't handle it.
It looked like she like landed flat on her face as a baby and they never fixed it. Poor Christina.
God, that one was horrifying.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Sandra, oh, she's scary looking.
Her last name sounds like a realization.
Oh.
She's always making her O face because she's
anyway, yeah, I don't know.
Cora.
Cora's coming
back. I'm always looking for Cora.
Where is she?
Big Bang Theory, Two Broke Girls, Revolution. What else do I watch? I don't fucking know. What do I watch?
I don't know, Brian. I want to see Survivor.
Television, right? I'm excited for television.
We're going to have Rupert for the fourth time.
Rupert Giles?
No. Rupert, like this big, bearded, tie-dye shirt-wearing gentleman.
And, like, the guy from Big Brother is going to be on there?
I know, with his girlfriend.
That's fun. I was like, you look familiar. And then she was like, he won Big Brother. I'm like, oh shit, it's that one. That was fun.
Like, I look at the picture of the cast, I'm like, I recognize half these people, but I don't know why. Because I remember seeing them play the game, but I'm like, I don't know any of your names because you weren't important enough to me.
Half these people won and I didn't recognize them. I'm like, well, just because you have too many seasons to survive.
Plus, you changed the way you look now. Like, you look different.
Why'd you age? Aging's silly. Don't age.
I'm awesome.
Okay. So that's that. Unless Aerosol wants to chime in. I don't think he chimes in.
I don't care.
Chime.
Yeah, yo mama.
Hey, aside from the shows that we discuss on here, I really don't watch that much TV.
Chime.
I just like how you put it. Yes. I don't think he chimes.
Mega Chime Echo. Oh my god.
Mega Chime Echo is aerosol. He doesn't chime.
Mega Chime Echo would just kind of like just be awesome.
It would be like a nutsack of bells.
There goes any sort of awesomeness it potentially had.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Speaking of nutsacks, now it's time for
Final Feast! I have a thingy and it's not final.
I was not expecting that. I was like, no fucking way. I can't believe you just said that.
That is the like podcast equivalent of every time I put a card in the Ghostly Morpher. I wonder what this is going to do. Summon Megazord. Oh, wow. That was totally unexpected and original.
It's going to summon a Megazord.
Maybe it's summoning a different Megazord. You don't know. You're not there.
We don't know. It doesn't specify. It's just.
It doesn't even tell you where it's summoning it. We're probably just summoning shit all over the world.
Some family just appears.
Some family's just sitting there in Bangladesh and the fucking Megazord just lands on their house. That's what they get for living in a place that sounds like a condiment. It's like. What do you want on that? Some ketchup, maybe some Bangladesh, but just like a pinch. It's like, it's way too rich.
Why? Why?